There you go, Daniel. You can read that.
All right. Wow, that's a strong start. You dried up piece of S sea sucker. You have ruined porn for me. I can't beat off anymore without hearing that G-damn Buck Owens or Merle Haggard song. Stop it. I have very few pleasures in life, and now when I'm playing with myself, I'm either thinking about Buck, Merle, or you.
Enough!
John's a little pissed.
You give it to me, I'll read it with the bleeps.
Yeah, it's one of the few times it really adds to it.
Russ, you dried up piece of sucker. You ruined porn for me. I can't beat off anymore without hearing that damn Buck Owens or Merle Haggard song. Stop it. I have very few pleasures in life now. When I'm playing myself, you're thinking about Buck, Merle, or you. Enough.
Buck stuck in my head. No, it's Russ singing Buck.
Oh, man. That's just a whole other layer.
First, I don't force you to listen to this show.
Mm-mm.
Second of all, why are you looking at porn? Why don't you do something more productive?
Maybe he had a full day of productivity and he just wanted to unwind. And unfortunately, he couldn't get it all cleared out of his head.
Well, sooner or later, it'll fade.
Has it faded for you yet?
Nope. And let's see, what was that guy's name? John?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to let it fade out for John either.
It's not?
Well, why? We're on a roll. Why stop now?
Oh, well, sure. Yeah.
Did you say S?
No, I said sure.
Oh. Oh, the sun's gonna shine in my life once more. Love's gonna live here again. Things are gonna be the way they were before. Love's gonna live here again. You're lucky I don't know how to play Merle.
That was really good.
What?
You!
What?
Look at you singing and strumming.
He's got it down.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say anything to interrupt like I did last time when you did that really kick-ass pick scrape.
There's something about watching Merle Haggard impersonate Buck Owens.
Which is sort of what you're now
doing.
Yeah.
But right as he starts it, he just has a look down like he's got to clear his head of, you got to detach himself from his brain. Merle does it because he goes, oh, the sun's going to shine in my life once more.
And because you even do the eye thing that Merle did in that video that you showed us. It's almost like there's like a vacant type look that comes across his face, and you're doing the same thing.
He's just kind of staring around like, I'm out of contact, yeah?
And I got to blink really hard.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's like, it's almost like by blinking, he saves himself. If he doesn't, then he falls too far into Buck.
I'm winding up my brain.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you work on your Luke Bryan song?
I was able to run through at least the first verse, I think, like 3 times.
Yeah, maybe this will get stuck in John's head.
Yeah, he was walking around our desk. I was like, why the hell is he singing Luke Bryan just randomly?
Man, I'm practicing. That's easy, man. When you put out a bunch of albums, you forget your own stuff.
I forgot he had that song, too.
That's the first time I'd heard that song, Shake It For Me.
Yeah, Country Girl, Shake It For Me. It's catchy. I wrote it. Hi, I'm Luke Bryan. I write stuff.
Down.
Mm-hmm. I write it down. Another guy does some squigglies on it, and I go into the studio and sing it.
And then the next thing you know,
bada bing, bada boom, see you, May Entertainer of the Year.
Now, is it in your key?
Man, I don't know.
Because when he sings, he still sounds hicky, but not as.
It's hicky. Not as hicky, but yeah. I think you're going to have to tell me.
Dude, you come to the wrong window.
I'm thinking about a lot of things. I'm thinking about, okay, am I singing it right? Do I have the lyrics in the right spot? And am I remembering to try to sound like Luke Bryan?
If you come to me for advice on singing, it's like, am I in the right key on this song? Wrong window, slick. But while you're here, would you like to kiss the Jesus?
Oh, God. What kind of church is this?
I don't know how long do you know where it comes in?
I think so.
I don't even know why we're working on the white trash party now. It's not for another probably 7-8 months.
Ah, you get obsessed.
Hey, girl. Come on now. You know you got everybody looking. Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Shut up. I'm out of key. I need to adjust.
Does it feel too high? Because actually, sounds kind of... The song's low. Do we need to raise it a key? Because we could do that, you know.
Oh, and the band, I'll let Chuck worry about that. I'll try to match it a little closer here.
I just like Dan's abrupt rocking back and forth.
Man, I got to follow the beat. Yeah. It's one of the few, it's one of the few country songs where you actually, there's some head bobbing going on.
And I like the way he really sold it with emotion. Hey, girl.
Yeah.
You listen to it.
Is that the way he does
it? You pull that stuff up.
He's not like trying to sell it like, hey girl.
No, type it into Google.
Well, I think we've got it in the library.
I don't think it's in there.
Oh. Amazing.
Because I found a video that's got the lyrics on it that plays along with the tune.
Hey girl.
And that's included. But like the stuff I printed out, it doesn't have the hey girl stuff in it. So that's those little nuances you got to work in.
Kind of scatting, sort of.
Yeah. It's that build up.
I don't know if I could play that opening riff.
He's not playing it in the video that I saw.
Well, somebody's got to play it.
Well, yeah, but somebody else.
You could play that.
Boom, boom.
Yeah.
Just hammer-ons. And
just hammer-ons and notes and fingers and frets and guitars and not-whats. Boom, boom. What key you think that's in?
I don't know.
My guess is E. They all seem to like E. E and C.
I was thinking C.
Boom, boom, boom. All right, give me a second.
Oh, boy, here we go.
No reason to rehearse off the air.
Boom, boom. I'm thinking it starts somewhere on the second from the fattest string.
That sounds right.
You can get away with that.
Yeah. Is that close?
Yeah. I think it's passable.
Very. Or something.
Hey, girl. Come on now. You know you got everybody looking. Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky-tonk. For the redneck rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it.
Almost made it to the chorus.
Is it a little too much?
No. I just don't know if I can play it without laughing. I was surprised I got as far as I did.
Me too. I mean me, not you.
It's got a couple of changes in it. I guess I can...
Yeah, because he kind of, what he does in that part, what I'm thinking he's doing, he's not using the pick, he's using his fingers, and he's plucking the strings between his fingers. Yeah.
Well, I can't do that.
So the other way
I can't, I barely play with a pick.
Well, just do it your way.
I think that was a good start.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe it's good that we started 7 months early. So you think that key works?
Oh, I don't know. I think with some practice on my end, I can get it up a little bit higher. I think where it needs to be.
A lot of lyrics. I didn't know it was that many words.
Yeah.
Country people are verbose.
I know. It's like, but the hardest part is when he says, shake it for the birds and shake it for the bees.
Why is that hard?
Because it's so stupid.
Oh.
But that's not nearly as dumb as the next line, which is, shake it for the catfish swimming deep down in a creek.
Yeah.
Why am I shaking for catfish?
Man, I don't know. I just write this stuff.
Yeah, when you really break it down.
Yeah. Shake it for the birds. Shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels, shake it to the moon. Shake it for me, girl. That's some deep country music.
Am I shaking it right for the moon? What's the creek?
I think we need to throw some... Just at the very beginning, some special effects in. Do exactly what you did.
Oh, the hey girl? Okay.
Yeah. Hang on.
Hey, girl. Come on now. You know you got everybody looking.
See, that adds something to it.
Yeah. I got some reverb, bitch.
Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor.
Up on the toolbox, it don't matter.
Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing.
Check it for the gun bucks, sitting in the honky-tonk. Redneck rocking till the break of dawn.
DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on.
Check it for the bears, check it for the bees.
I kind of like the phone effect.
I think it helps.
Okay.
I think it would be easier to sing it higher if I wasn't trying to sound like Luke Bryan.
I can move it up a step higher.
And we'll see.
I'll adjust it during the break and see how it goes. We have got to back away. Nobody said anything. Nobody's complained. I don't think it's hurting in the ratings. I haven't seen anything ugly on Facebook. We got to back away from this country bull.
Yeah, I think at some point.
Because didn't we just give away Roper tickets or something the other day?
Huh? We're giving away PBR bull rider tickets today.
Professional bull riding tour?
Yeah.
On the Eagle?
Yeah, yeah.
A rock station?
Yeah, specifically this show.
I think we've pushed it.
Oh, man.
We're the only ones giving away the PBR or whatever it is?
We're the only ones.
PRB. What is it?
PBR, Professional Bull Riders.
PBA.
I don't know if it's the PBR. Association. Well,
yeah, it's PBR.
That's Fast Blue Ribbon.
Well, it's also bull riding, man.
Okay. You got anything even sort of rock oriented?
Man, that's crazy talk.
Your audio?
Let me see. Not really rock oriented.
Hold on. Alfie Lot 1, do they think I'm about to pull the show off 1190?
Well, they know that you're concerned or curious about it.
Well, the ratings haven't come out yet. I thought we'd been on long enough, but we went through that weird holiday ratings period where it starts like normally it goes month to month, and then you take 3 months, you average it, and that's called a book.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get into the holidays, it's like the November month runs through like December 1st, and then the holiday book runs December 2nd through December 9th, and then I don't know what the rest of that month is supposed to be. Even I don't understand. I asked Patrick about it. He goes, I don't know.
And that man's over like 20 stations.
I wonder if they just made December its own like short 3-week ratings period because of the stations that just start playing country music. Country. Jesus.
Wow.
Christmas music.
I think that's accurate.
So it's not really averaged in to the real book. Mm-hmm. So the stations that try go, hey, look at our ratings. Yeah, that's for 3 weeks.
Yeah, but for 3 weeks, we're awesome.
But when January comes around, those numbers don't stick. So why would I buy that as an advertiser?
Well, it just means we got to make a bunch of money in those 3 weeks.
All right. Go ahead, Nathan.
Hey, boss, how y'all doing today?
We're going to look good.
Hey, you're talking on Facebook and on the radio about, you know, about recommitting to, you know, the AM station.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you guys do it because I work mornings and I drive around a lot, deliver coffee, and the truck a lot. You guys are saving me from Bo and Jim and Jody Dean.
Well, we like the Bo and Jim.
Dean. I like Bo and Jim, too, but I'm tired of a lot of classic rock. I like hearing a lot of good talk.
and that's what we've done the first 20 minutes of this show?
You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
My fault for asking. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:34, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by H&R Block. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, eastbound Loop 820 right at Mark IV Parkway. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's completely stopped back to Marine Creek Parkway, about a 45-minute delay through it. Good luck. Also in Fort Worth, northbound 35W right at Basswood Road. Construction there has that left lane shut down. Traffic is jacked up back to the Fort Worth Mixmaster, about a half-hour delay through that. And finally in Dallas, southbound 75, right after the High Five, got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is jacked up all the way back from Campbell Road. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Clear skies tonight, 47 for the low. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine and a high in the upper 70s. Right now, 78 and 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
As far as being on 1190 in the mornings, I just added the before I make a long-term commitment. I just put that on there so people would think it was important, and I get responses.
I got you. There's really actually nothing pressing. You just, yeah.
No, because you know, it's just a matter of cutting up the show, changing a few day references. There's not an awful lot to it.
No.
And
sometimes I don't depending on the references of the day and the time. There have been a couple times I said, screw it, just left it in.
Well, if you're not going to do it right, give it back to me. I'll do it.
I'm doing it right, but people know where the show originates.
Well, no, but it throws them off if you go, they know it's a rebroadcast. Today's Tuesday, although it's Wednesday morning.
See? See, like this? I'm going to leave.
Hey, you should, because that's a mind f***.
Exactly.
But when you do birthdays, you go, today's Tuesday, January, whatever. But on the rebroadcast, you go, it's Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Thought this was a rebroadcast.
Ooh. Is it? Maybe I ran in the 1190 studio right at this exact moment to give the current birthdays.
Or maybe just to make it easier to cut up the show, we just do birthdays ahead of time. So every day, what is today?
Oh, today is the 27th.
Yeah.
So in the
just do the birthdays today for the 28th. So when it airs on 1190, it's right. Nobody cares here.
And it's not like we'd ever miss out on those birthdays because we'd just be a day ahead of them.
Yeah.
You'd be pissed. It's not that person's birthday.
Oh, we're gonna get emails.
Say birthdays yesterday are.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for that. That'll fix it all.
That really is the ultimate in lazy. I'm so lazy, I'm going to give tomorrow's birthdays.
I'm not charging them anything to run the show on 1190. They're getting it for free.
That is true. Is it really, you know, you really can't complain.
It was just one of those horse trading deals. You give me this for a couple of people on the show, then we'll do that. You have it for nothing. But Kibler, our VP of lots, he goes, well, because we don't have numbers, I don't really have anything. You know, the ratings really haven't come out. I don't have anything to give to sales. She goes, are you getting any feedback? I went, I can ask for some. So, you know, off the Twitter, I printed a few of those. I printed all those out. The emails that I got, there's probably about 50 of those.
Nice.
And then I told her I would print all the stuff off Facebook. Well, 4,000 comments later, I went, I'm not.
Mm-mm. I think at that point, you just take like, usually.
I'm like, here's the link. Give the link to sales. Here there are three Facebook pages.
There you go.
Let them look at that. Then if they want to take that to advertisers, there. In fact, that might be even more accurate than the current rating system we use.
I don't even know. Because it's weird because on social media, like there are personalities on other stations that have 30,000 followers on Twitter, which is more than all of us combined. And that's for like one person. But their ratings are really just sad.
Abysmal.
Yes, it's disproportionate.
And today's Tuesday, Wednesday morning, right?
Yes.
Kenzie, what are you doing here today?
I work, I'm going to do Tuesdays and Fridays now instead of Wednesday and Friday.
Thought you wanted to move to Thursday and Friday.
No, I was just doing Thursday and Friday last week because I couldn't get here on Tuesday.
So but now you want to do Tuesday, Friday.
Yes, from now on. That was just a special Thursday, Friday work week.
Mm. You're giving me day vertigo.
So we'll have...
she came in and I came in the studio and went, all right. No, Sunday was just the other day. Today is not Wednesday, although it is now in the morning.
Oh, I'm confused.
Well, I'm filling that in for 1190. So I had to walk back out in the hall and ask Alfie, went, what's today?
Man, I hate that. Because honestly, I did the same thing when I was walking toward the studio. I heard Kinsey's voice, and I thought the same thing. It's like, wait, it's not Wednesday, is it?
Mm-mm.
So Tuesday, Friday from here on out until you change your mind again?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, let's see. Today's Tuesday. Oh, Wednesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Got 7 full work days under my belt. I didn't miss a day of work. About time for some time off.
We got a full week of work in 1 month.
Well, it was a decent week.
It was, yes. I'm not saying it was. I'm just saying that it's odd.
Allergy, the allergy. That's what I'm going to call you. Allergy. When is the Alfie coming up?
He's coming up
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow around 5.
What day is that?
Yeah.
Wednesday, Thursday morning.
Oh. Very nice.
Are they going to run a... who did you finally get to agree to come up?
It's one of Dr. Gross's associates. They're all part of the same group of doctors.
Oh, okay. Well, that was my preference, but Dr. Gross, because he's the leading allergist in North Texas, he was too busy to do it. But somebody in his group, that's perfect.
We found out Dr. Gross just actually got back from Nairobi. That's why he was so indisposed for the past few weeks.
He's fixing Africa's allergy problem?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet God.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the drills.
Thought it was a corporate gig, did you?
Why did you go to the drill plant?
Allergy's bad.
Is that what they're called? The Nairobi drills?
No.
It's close.
It is close. I will give you that. It is close.
Maybe it's a type of drill for a certain type of ethnicity.
I'm going to be over here.
You can move as far as you want. My stench rides.
I know. I can smell it over here.
Now, are they going to run a full barrage of tests, or what are they going to do tomorrow?
He's just going to do a few of the most common ones. They want to do the full battery on you when you get in on a Saturday.
Okay. And they will do it on a Saturday?
They said they can arrange something like that.
Okay. Well, what are they going to do tomorrow?
Just, I guess, the most common allergens. They're going to do a scratch test on your arm.
So if I react to that, I don't have to go in for the full battery?
No, you still have to go in for the full battery.
Well, what's the purpose of the primary test?
Just to sort of get you an understanding of, okay, see how bad you're reacting to this? Let's fix all of this crap.
Okay. So even if whatever they scratch me with tomorrow, if I have just this horrific reaction, I still have to go in for the full battery?
Yes.
And if anything, I bet they would say, with a horrific reaction on this little one, they would even want you more so to go for the bigger test.
Because if they miss one of them on the full battery, it kind of makes the shots useless.
Oh. Okay. The only downside is, when Alfie told me about this yesterday, Monday, or Tuesday morning, he said, the only downside is you can't take any medicine leading up to the test.
Ooh. And why is that? Is it messing with the results?
So I'll react.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
To the pollen, allergen, whatever. So that was the only big risk of getting off my nose spray and the Allegra and whatever. I'm still kicking it with NyQuil. I figure that's safe enough. It's out of your system.
Mm. Yeah, well,
when you think, Alfie?
NyQuil you should be fine with.
Okay. Yeah, because NyQuil's not an allergy fighter.
No, but it helps me sleep.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, the 80 proof alcohol and the 20 proof NyQuil.
100% night Russ.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see, what are we doing? So no, I'm not. I got to pull the show off. If they decide to, 11-9, if Kibler decides, okay, this isn't really working. But if all they're looking for is just to show up in the ratings, because that station has nothing. If there are 40 stations rated in this market, it doesn't show up.
Not even a blip. They don't even write it down as a courtesy at the bottom of the page.
Yeah, it wouldn't even show up in the ratings if the stations were they rated them like Special Olympic style.
Wow.
Well, you get something just for showing up. 1190.
Mm-mm.
So even if they get a 0.1 in any demographic, Kibler is sworn. It almost sounds like she's planning a parade.
A 0.1 parade. And then, we get to cut liners. Brand new liners for the station, for fastest growing station in DFW.
Fastest growing station in North Texas, the mighty 1190, with a 0.1.
A 0.1 in the books, but number one in your hearts.
We're not even sure if a 0.1 is an entire person.
it was just an accident. It wasn't even an intentional listener. Someone's cat
But from the emails I got, and again, it wasn't a scientific study. Probably 99% said, yeah, I listen. The other one said, I can't pick it up in the morning. And I said, well, you know, there's iHeart.
Yes.
And if you listen to 1190 on iHeart, that's crystal clear. That's FM, an FM signal.
Yeah.
That's even cleaner than that. But we don't get credit in the ratings for iHeart. I don't know why the company pushes iHeart. Put together your own radio station. I love that when they run promos right in the middle of our show. Are you sick of the that Clear Channel's broadcasting? Put together your own radio station on iHeart, which we also own.
I know.
That's we even dug up Marconi and bought him.
iHeart Marconi. It is actually a brilliant thing when you think about it. It's like, hey.
It is, but you don't get any credit in the ratings. So what if somebody opts for iHeart, they don't listen to terrestrial, then we don't get anything.
Well, because I think on the digital streaming side, they're selling that in a different fashion. Eventually,
but
they
if
may.
It takes away from the terrestrial ratings, that does us no good.
But it helps the company overall.
Well, it doesn't help me as far as bonuses.
No, it doesn't.
Kibler's really, she's already done the artwork on the t-shirts, the We're Point One.
Nice. I like her confidence. I always have.
Oh, when I started sending her the emails, mm-hmm. she's going, this is fantastic. It was only like 40 or 50. It's not that big of a deal.
It's more feedback than they've had on 1190 in half a decade.
But then when I sent her the three links to our Facebook pages, that's when I think her dropped out. I have to go back and repack my clam. My Ritteris fell out.
Wow.
The man in the boat capsized. Because it wasn't like 7-8 minutes before all the responses started coming in. So I really had no clue anybody was paying attention to 1190.
Well, I mean.
But as far as the signal goes, I don't think they go to full power, or we go to full power. When is sunrise?
Not till like 6:30.
6:37.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, maybe they go to full power about the time we hit. I thought it was around 7:30. I don't know. I don't wake up that early.
It is around 7:30 right now.
Sunrise?
Yep. 7:24 okay. Tomorrow.
Then they probably go to full power, 50,000 watts, about 7:15, something like that. Okay. Just at the very crack of dawn. They'll flip from whatever the nighttime power is to the full 50,000.
Ooh.
I don't care. I'm not listening to it.
I know you're not. You've heard it once already.
Okay. We got a couple of minutes. You got audio? You want to start news? What do you want to do?
I do have actually quite a bit of audio. Let's do, since the SAG Awards were on Sunday, I have one more cut from that. It's cut number 5. At Sunday SAG Awards, a red carpet reporter tried to compliment Rashida Jones. Rashida Jones from The Office, and I think she in Parks and Rec as well, I believe.
Yeah, and the daughter of the music producer.
Quincy Jones.
Yeah.
And actress Peggy Lipton. Well, the reporter, her name is Danielle Dembski from TNT.
Okay.
This is Red Carpet, SAG Awards, Rashida Jones.
Come on up, Rashida.
Come on up. Hello.
You look amazing.
Hello, wow.
You look like you've just come off like an island or something. You're very tan, very tropical.
I mean, you know, I'm ethnic.
Me too. So
it's just being ethnic. That's what it is.
They didn't know that she came from a blended family?
I don't know. Maybe she was, maybe the black side of her was glowing a little more than the white side that particular day. I don't know.
I don't care what her lineage is.
No.
She's hot. I'd like to twist that one.
Oh, she's very cute. But it's just one of those things where,
man, you're so tan. You almost look like, is it rude to say mulatto?
Wow.
Is that rude?
A little bit.
Rocky Road?
Yep. Oh. Mm-hmm.
I got to turn the mics off for this one.
It's going to be bad.
Is it like a mixture, kind of like?
Yeah, that's even worse than everything you just said. All combined.
Well, wow. You know, it's those three flavors that come in the ice cream box.
Why did we turn off the mics? It seems pointless.
Because I didn't want the video stream to hear it.
They saw it.
Well, I know what I said. Nah, I mean, that wasn't really that big of a deal. She's not necessarily, I don't think everybody knows that Quincy Jones is her daddy. I certainly didn't know that Peggy Lipton, the ice skater.
From Mod Squad.
Oh. Well, I don't know who that is. I thought there was a Peggy Lipton ice skater.
I only know of the Ice Tea.
Are you part black, part Lipton? Your daddy Quincy Jones?
Mm-hmm.
Is your mama Don Meredith? He used to do the Ice Tea commercials.
He also did Monday Night Football, where he was the color commentator.
Yeah, that was really good play by a white guy, but that's not my section. So I can't comment on it. What was it that got grief for referring to black people as colored?
Oh, that is cut number four. That is Benedict Cumberbatch. You know him as Khan in the new Star Trek movie from Into Darkness,
okay.
Whatever.
Got it. Is this the whole clip?
Yeah. Setup? Yeah, this is from Tavis Smiley's PBS talk show last week, but for whatever reason, it's just become a big deal as of like the last 24 hours.
No, but in all seriousness, yeah. I know what you're saying, and I think as far as coloured actors go, it gets really difficult in the UK, and I think a lot of my friends have had more opportunities here than in the UK, and that's something that needs to change.
Well, that's a positive statement.
It is.
It's like there aren't as many parts for black actors. He didn't say black, but black actors in the UK, and that needs to change.
Mm-hmm. But he said colored instead of black or African-American or African-English, whatever.
There are still older black people that refer to other blacks as colored.
Mm-hmm.
And you still have the NAACP that has, did I say it right?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, normally I get it confused with the break, please.
that
still have that in there, and they haven't changed it.
Right.
Maybe he meant to say actors of color. And now, would that have been as bad?
And that's the thing I thought, because I've heard people use that phrase, people of color, and no one ever gives him any grief for it. If anything, it kind of sounds complimentary. You know, it's not bad. But this is how this is where you get the social media controversy. You get people tweeting about it, Facebook, Instagram, whatever, and all of a sudden people have to answer for it. And that's what he had to do. He had to apologize.
Oh, he had to. Really?
Well, see, I say he had to, but he just did.
Over something, a statement that he made that was positive about the United States.
Yeah.
And not really positive about the United Kingdom.
I'm going to read you his statement.
Okay.
You tell me if they're talking about the same situation. He said, that's what he actually said. He said, I can only hope this incident will highlight the need for correct usage of terminology that is accurate and inoffensive. The most shaming aspect of this for me is that I was talking about racial inequality in the performing arts in the UK and the need for rapid improvements in our industry when I used the term. I'm devastated to have caused offense by using this outmoded terminology.
He should not. Go ahead.
I offer my sincere apologies. I make no excuse for my being an idiot and know the damage is done.
It's a fair apology for something that I really don't think. It was unintentional, and you could tell that his intent was good.
It was. Actors of color, colored actors. You know what? Maybe we're not the best people to discuss since we're white. But really, I think it really just depends on the people that you're speaking to, because he's talking to Tavis Smiley, a prominent black voice.
The guy doing the interview?
Yeah. And
Travis
didn't jump in.
He didn't say anything.
No. So that's where it's kind of like being
I'm sure he could tell he was smiling.
Man, you're good. But people that weren't there that saw it, they get offended.
I'm surprised celebrities do interviews with anybody at all, because you don't know what's going to be taken. Even in context. Mm-hmm. Well, I just said I have Jesus in my heart and I love God. Oh, so you hate Jews? No.
Oh, well, that's what I heard, according to Monkey Cannon 29. It's my Twitter handle. And that's where these stories come from. You got people with the idiot handles on Twitter or Instagram, whatever social media, and they reply or retweet with comment things like this. And then journalists, I use that term loosely, say there's a growing controversy. No, it's not. It gave idiots an excuse and a voice to be heard.
Yeah, just because idiots have access to the outside world doesn't mean anything's changed since before the internet.
And you have
the idiots were always there. You just couldn't hear them.
Exactly.
Unless for whatever reason, the Times Herald or the Morning News or the Star Telegram wanted to print it in letters to the editor just to make fun of them.
That's right. And now you have the celebrities, athletes, whatever the case, politicians, kowtowing to this vast minority of morons and people wanting to be offended. And also keep in mind, just because someone tweets back at Benedict Cumberbatch, oh my God, I'm so offended. This is completely terrible. You set back race relations 50 years.
Well, the man is actually trying to move race relations forward in the UK.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the person who sent that may not even believe it. He may just be adding to it for the fun of it.
I don't know the guy. I mean, he obviously will make more money than I could ever steal.
He's doing
but
just
But I feel bad for him because he felt like he really made an egregious error.
And that's where I wish someone had stopped him and said, don't apologize. If you want to apologize, say, you know what, that's my bad. I didn't mean to, the standard, didn't mean to offend. But don't go overboard. Because based on his apology, you would have thought he dropped the N-bomb on somebody.
Yeah.
You tell that Cumberbatch, whatever his name is, they better stop talking that on that damn radio. Come up there.
What did the lady say to him?
Whoop his dog ass.
Yeah.
Whoop your dog ass.
There's a chick that called Chris. I was looking for it while you were talking. I said, we should keep that someplace on standby.
Yeah, just like it's separate.
I mean, I've got the sound bites. What was her thing? She had a hard on for a Nikki Six. Uh-huh. And I don't know what Chris Ryan was talking about on the air, but she called up and said,
Chris Ryan! You better stop talking that on that damn radio. I'm going to come up in there and whoop your ass.
And then something about tell Nikki Six.
Bouncing off of Vince Neil's ass. You better quit talking shit over that goddamn radio, for I'll whoop your dog ass.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
We punch babies on Tuesdays. We're the Eagle, goddammit.
407, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Yeah. Eagle traffic brought to you by Staples. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, eastbound Loop 820, right at Mark Ford Parkway. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Only the left lane getting by right now. Traffic's completely stopped back from Marine Creek Parkway. They're in an hour delay through that mess. Also in Fort Worth, northbound 35W right at Basswood Boulevard. Road construction there has the left lane shut down. Traffic's jacked up back to the Fort Worth Mixmaster, about a half-hour delay through that. Into Richardson, southbound 75, just before Spring Valley, got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is jacked up back to Campbell. And finally in Dallas, southbound I-35, just after Woodall Rogers, got a stalled vehicle there blocking the right shoulder as well. Traffic is backed up back to Continental Avenue. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. No, I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by H&R Block. Clear skies and 47 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and 77 for the high. Right now, it's 78. The 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I was trying to find that clip. It's about, how long have we been here now? Five?
Yes. Almost 5 years.
And Chris Ryan got it about, I think, a week after we started and sent it to us. And I don't know what I called it I don't know what I named the file, because we can't understand the woman when she says, Chris Ryan, this is blah, blah's mother.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, maybe it's on my flash and it's titled Chris something.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find it, but I found this.
We punch babies on Tuesdays. We're the Eagle, goddammit.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they don't use those. They ask for creative ideas for liners.
We'll just use these. We got them.
You want to hear some of the other ones?
Yeah. But the baby puncher is one of my favorites.
Well, it just happened to work out that it's Tuesday, although we'll punch them on Wednesday mornings for $11.90.
Mm-hmm.
These are about 3 years old.
Okay.
If you can't get laid while listening to the Eagle, you must suck. Good for you.
With the exception of the up until the good for you part, it sounds like our buddy Emery King from YouTube doing the car stuff.
The Silverado.
Yeah, it's like if you can't get laid in a Silverado, you must suck.
But I like Chris's little congratulatory line at the end.
Yeah.
If you can't get laid while listening to the Eagle, you must suck. Good for you. Listening to us will make you want to a quadriplegic.
That doesn't sound right.
Quadriplegic. We're the Eagle, goddammit.
That part he's got.
Listening to us is like getting f***ed in the ear with a big black dick. We're the Eagle, goddammit.
Oh my goodness.
If you don't like this next song, it's because your taste in music is shit. We're the Eagle, goddammit.
I mean, if you want to take a stance in a market.
Yes, this is how you do it.
Let's see if I can find one more.
The station preferred at most prison bitch bukkake parties. We're the Eagle, goddammit.
I think Chris even laughed there.
Sorry.
Bukkake parties. We're the Eagle.
We should probably write up some new stuff for him. And start using these on a more regular basis, as opposed to once every 3 years.
Don't like rock? Well, excuse the f*** out of me, Miss Havisham. We're the Eagle, goddammit. This one's funny. 90s.
And that's the other thing. If you're going to take these and produce them, leave that in.
Yeah.
90s. This one's funny. 97.1 The Eagle. We'll tap you on the head when we're getting close. We promise. We're the Eagle, goddammit. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you looking for Light Rock? That's just down the aisle, next to the tampons and the sanitary napkins, you pussy. We're the Eagle, goddammit.
He has got one of the best reads.
Yes.
Like when he does the... did the rules for calling the RMS.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. 97.1 The Eagle. Like a shot of hot sauce in your pee hole.
I think that's all of them.
He really does. I've always been envious of his voice, but that's where I'd want to walk around the house just saying things. Cupcake.
Yeah, if you got that voice.
Because you can say anything. It's like having a British accent. You can say anything and make it sound cool or funny, whatever. With Chris Ryan, anything sounds awesome.
It's like with the synthesizer voice.
Mm-hmm.
Just.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay, who's been jacking with my stuff?
Is that it? No.
Wrong way.
What? I don't know.
Hello. Hey, baby, I'm home.
Hey, there it is.
Cupcake.
See?
Daddy want a cupcake. Go get me a damn cupcake and bring me some soup.
Say pantry.
Pantry.
See?
Lazy Susan. I I can say anything and still sound like a man. I like unicorns.
And no one's going to question you on it.
Rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
Fairy dust.
Fairy dust.
Self-closing cabinets.
Hey, man, those are cool.
Google. Yeah, I like saying Google. Because that's the noise bitches make when I blow.
I don't think I played this one from Chris.
We eat Chuck Norris's shit for breakfast. We're the Eagle, goddammit.
Yeah. If you're going to be a rock station, see, after the ear, P, like rock. I got to play this one again. We'll, do you want to start news or you got more audio?
I have more audio, but no, we can start news.
Okay. I want to play this one again.
If you can't get laid while listening to the Eagle, you must suck dick. Good for you.
All right, 415, 416. Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Tuesday, January 27, 2015. Birthdays today from The Bachelor and Bachelorette, as well as Dallas. Jake Pavelka. I mean, Dallas the city, not the TV show. Jake Pavelka turns 37. Comedian and actor Patton Oswalt is 46. From Faith No More, Mike Patton is 47.
I found the clip.
Oh, well, thank God.
Well, do you want it or not?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the old lady. I call it Buchanan's mother. I didn't know that we'd figured out even that much of what she was saying.
Well, we don't know for sure, but that's just sort of what we've surmised.
But we played it for Dr. Thornton a couple of times, just making fun of the old lady.
Oh, yeah.
At the end, Dr. Thornton went, did we ever figure out who that Vince Neil was? Kenzie, you've heard this, haven't you?
Yeah, and I remember. I think I was here when he said that. He didn't know who Vince Neil was.
And still, 5 years later, I still have no clue what Chris Ryan was talking about on that GD radio.
And neither does Chris.
Chris Ryan, this might be the Buchanan's mother. You better quit talking shit over that goddamn radio, for I'll whoop your dog ass. And by the way, you tell Nikki Sitz quit sucking Vince Neil's dick before he winds up getting bruises all over his pussy face from bouncing off of Vince Neil's ass. Oh, by the way, James Wilson been putting no shit on Vince Neil. Vince Neil can't sing. Suck his real good, Nikki.
I think that it still has everything.
Is she an anti-Motley Crue fan, I'm assuming?
I guess. And the James Wilson?
Mm-hmm.
Did you finish birthday?
No.
Okay. Do you want to finish one before I play this again? I was trying to think about editing for 1190.
Oh, who cares at this point?
Well, I'm kind of excited if we get that 0.1 share.
Okay.
Although we could be number one in the afternoons. I'd pick a demo, any demo, mm-hmm. except for chicks. We don't get no parade or party, but if we can get a 0.1 on 1190, all of a sudden, now the accolades come flying in.
Accolades, parades, T-shirts, foam fingers. That was your idea. Orgies in the break room.
No, I think the foam fingers was yours.
No, I just...
It doesn't make any difference. Yeah. I just took the artwork from a foam finger and I put it on there. We're number 0.1.
Yeah.
Forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, birthdays?
No, birthdays, 1190. Kibler, I don't care now.
No parades for us, even though it's number one in a lot of cool demos.
And all the good demos.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize by reading, I finished a birthday, so just do that.
Actor Alan Cumming is 50. Actress Bridget Fonda, 51. Writer of Sin City and 300, Frank Miller is 58. Mimi Rogers is 59. Chief Justice John Roberts is 60. And actor James Cromwell is 75.
From Babe?
Yes.
Also played, mm-hmm. hang on, mm-hmm. Ephraim. He played the father of Time Warp in one of the Star Treks. Alfred, you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
Ephraim Cochran?
Close.
Junior? Zephron Cochran.
Got it.
Nice.
Isn't that right?
Yes. It was way up.
It was a Star Trek. He wasn't, Cromwell wasn't really the father of time warping or whatever.
Mm-hmm. We got it all figured out.
Okay. Are we starting now for 1190?
Go.
All right. What were we doing?
Oh, you found the voicemail.
Yeah, from the whoever Buchanan's. All right, for future reference, I've got it labeled just Buchanan's mother.
Gotcha.
Chris Ryan, this might be the Buchanan's mother. You better quit talking shit over that goddamn radio, for I whoop your dog ass. And by the way, you tell Nikki Sitz quit sucking Vince Neil's dick before he winds up getting bruises all over his pussy face from bouncing off of Vince Neil's ass. Oh, by the way, James Wilson been putting no shit on Vince Neil. Vince Neil can't sing. Suck his real good, Nikki.
It was the James Wilson that we've yet to figure out who that is. And then Dr. Thornton decides to go, but did we figure out who the Vince Neil was?
I wish you were making that up.
I mean, there are names I know in bands that I never listened to. And certainly I would know Vince Neil. Vince Neil even had a couple of songs out on his own.
Mm-hmm.
Totally that out of touch.
It was really... It was freaky.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, man. That's pretty funny. Oh.
And then you looked at him, and he looked like a little child. He was so sincere.
Did you just lean forward, hit the dash, and lean back up?
Who is Vince?
What happened? Okay. So the Wooston. He ain't putting any... Well, let me...
Chris getting bruises all over his pussy face from bouncing off of Vince Neil's ass. Oh, by the way, James Wilson been putting no shit on Vince Neil. Vince Neil can't sing. Suck his real good, Nikki.
I'm going to guess James Wilson is a singer for somebody.
I don't know. Alfie and I both Googled it, and we didn't come up with anything back then.
Closest thing we came up with was she may have been talking about Jason Newsted from Metallica, but that's about it.
I thought I'd also searched before, and I tried Jason Williamson in case you couldn't say her L's, and there was some guy out of East Texas.
Maybe NBC will bring back Unsolved Mysteries. We'll give it to them.
Man, I'd love to hear Robert Stack discuss this.
Yeah, especially since he's dead.
It'd be like a show within the show of the Unsolved Mysteries.
Okay. Go.
At nightfall on Monday, actually, forget that part. Prepare for a foot to 24 inches in eastern Pennsylvania and New Jersey, they warned. The governors of both states signed disaster proclamations in advance of the storm. But shortly before midnight, when the snow arrived as a menace, not a monster, came a mea culpa rarely seen in the meteorology world. Gary Sitkowski, chief of the National Weather Service office that serves New Jersey and along with Philadelphia, offered a heartfelt public apology on Twitter. So it's Gowski, who, according to his LinkedIn page, has been with the National Weather Service for nearly 35 years, wrote that the storm will still have great impacts to the Northeast, but for much of New Jersey and for the Philadelphia metropolitan area, this is a big forecast miss. His sincerity drew cheers, jeers, and even a few laughs, and I'm pretty sure a couple of death threats, but that's the internet. Government forecasters in New York City, also relying on multiple forecasting models, didn't fare much better. Meteorologist Eric Holthaus explained the model mayhem in Slate magazine. That is really confusing. Basically, they followed a couple models, but not the model they should have followed.
This is the somebody with a National Weather Service.
Yes, saying we completely misforecast this. Sorry.
Because even local forecasters will double check what they've got with the National Weather Service.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't sync up, I think more often than not, they'll kind of lean towards the National Weather Service.
Yeah, because it's like having an army of scientists, an army of meteorologists figuring this out versus maybe one or two at your local TV station. But
what was the big deal with the story? So they missed something. Forecasters miss it all the time. If it was an exact science, you would just plug everything into a computer and go, okay, this is going to happen this day. Here you go.
That is true. However, in our 24-hour news cycle and CNN being on the job, they were all over this. CNN was.
Yeah, because CNN always gets everything right.
Well, that's the problem, is CNN's having to learn this on over the past couple of years. Quit trumping everything up. They were following it all day yesterday leading up to the storm. They had people out in New York in various places talk. They had public works directors, emergency preparedness directors on all day talking about the preparations for the storm. And then they got like 6 inches of snow. So basically CNN just hung it out there and got left out.
I miss it. Did they totally miss the 6 inches coming, or they predicted it was going to be more?
No, they predicted it was going to be like the a blizzard for the ages.
But it was only six.
Yeah.
Well, then be fortunate that you were – it's better to be over-prepared.
But it's not over-prepared. You have CNN sensationalizing everything.
I mean, do I understand it right? They predicted this monster of a storm, and it wasn't really a monster.
Not for the area that they said. Boston got hit harder with what they were expecting New York City to get.
But I have the concept right.
I would say so, but not on CNN's part, because CNN's blowing it all up.
Well, CNN, I couldn't care less about. It's always better to be overly prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Like with TxDOT, you always hear Michael Ray with the NTTA said, you know what, we're not really sure if we're going to get any ice on the bridges, but we've got the trucks ready, the sanding's ready to go. Just in case. It's always better to be overly prepared as opposed to the other way around.
The reason why I think he felt the need, these meteorologists.
The National Weather Service, like, I work for the f-ing government. Off. What are you going to do? Well, you going to get me fired?
Well,
get me fired from the government.
No, you're fine. Your job's fine.
Why don't you suck my McFarland effect?
But you had the governors in two states proclaim disaster areas before anything had happened. So, and because of that, travel was shut down, airports were shut down, people lost money, all that sort of stuff.
And they did all this based on a forecast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, normally airports don't shut down until the weather actually hits.
Thousands of flights were delayed and or canceled.
You can't play it either way.
I know. You can't make everybody happy.
Like, okay, we think this is going to happen. We should be prepared for this. Okay, we're prepared. Well, it didn't happen. Well, aren't we all fortunate that we didn't get snowed in? Who got the brunt of it?
New England area, Boston.
Did New York? Because Kibler says she's snowed in someplace.
Well, that's part of the problem. Things are still closed down in the area.
In New York?
Yeah. The whole northeastern area. David Letterman, because I know you like David. I do too. But Cut 3, he actually talked about the blizzard-like conditions in New York. This was on yesterday's... last night's show.
Three?
Yeah.
They're talking about the blizzard-like conditions here in New York City. Blizzard-like conditions here in the city. I'm no expert, but honest to God, isn't that a blizzard? Seriously, is it? If you got blizzard-like conditions, why not go all the way?
A blizzard!
Stay in your seats until each row has been plowed, all right? Historic storm. It's bad. I went through a Central Park. My hand to God, this is a true story. I saw a squirrel, and they're saying that this has never happened before in the history of the city, the snowstorm that we're in the middle of right now. I saw a squirrel putting salt on his nuts.
Ah, Paul. Tickle them ivories.
I think the bass player always helps him out, too.
Well, that, yeah.
It's a song, squirrels. Okay, you could tell that he's on his way out.
Yeah, the salt and the nuts thing, not so much. But I did like what he had to say is, because a lot of the coverage I saw yesterday was, oh, we got these blizzard-like conditions, and
he's right. Either it's a blizzard or it's not.
Right.
You could say near blizzard-like, or so heavy that it almost is a blizzard, if you really want to go an expert and find out if it's really one or not, go find Bob Phillips. Hands, how many got it?
I got it, yeah. Right here.
Kenzie's the only one.
Yep, she's
You know who Bob Phillips is? 8 country reporter?
No.
4 country reporter.
Huh?
Same, it's Bob Phillips.
A?
A. Dairy Queen is one of his big sponsors.
4 is like a number or?
Yeah, go away.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:36, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Advanced Vaping System from Finn. Traffic sucks out there. Most of it's in Fort Worth. We'll start there. Eastbound Loop 820 right at Mark IV Parkway. Still got that accident blocking the two right lanes, only the left lane getting by. Traffic's completely stopped back to Marine Creek Parkway, nearly an hour delay through it. Also in Fort Worth, northbound Loop 820 just before Trinity Boulevard. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's jacked up back to I-30. Still in Fort Worth, eastbound I-30 right at Beach Street. Road construction blocks that off-ramp right there. Traffic's jacked up back from Riverside Drive. Into Richardson, southbound 75 right at Arapahoe. Still got that stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic's now jacked up back from Renner Road. Finally, in Mesquite, northbound 635 right at Highway 80. The highway there has been completely shut down due to an accident. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back from Bruton Road. It's at least a half-hour delay through it. Find another way home. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Jared, the Gallery of Jewelry. Clear skies tonight, 47 for the low. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine and a high of 77. Right now, it's 78 at 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Okay, that one was absolutely unplanned.
In a weird way, that should make you happy.
What? Did I drop the S word? Let's just start this one over.
That's fine. You're so relaxed.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Alright. Go at this again. With all the stuff we've been messing around with the country I've been listening to our bumpers and strumming patterns and just... You listen to this one with Def Leppard, and really the beginning of it, it's easy. It's just straight power chords.
Yeah.
The country stuff, there's just too much crap going on. You would think the rock would be a lot harder. But just, I'm not going to play the whole thing, but just listen to the beginning. It's just like, dun, dun.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
See?
Yeah, I follow you.
Love that song.
And see, some people like to make things overly complicated in various aspects or various whatever, but there's something to be said for simplicity.
Well, there is, but you would think of all the genres of music that country would be the easiest. But then you've got, you know, I just played the Def Leppard. It was just, you know.
Straightforward.
Just chord, just down.
Yeah.
One. No up and down, chuka, chuka, chuka. Then you've got.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling. Gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
I mean, obviously, I like Def Leppard better than Merle Haggard.
Right.
But just all the things going on in there.
No, you're right, especially when you think about it. Two visuals. One is you got a group of guys that say, hey, let's get together and jam. And they want to jam some rock music. But you're thinking about probably three, four guys. When a bunch of hillbillies say, hey, y'all want to jam? Everyone stops by Garden Ridge and picks up their own new instrument. You got washboards, pots, jugs, harmonicas, guitars, steel guitars.
The whole little OD, hi, 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 hi.
Yep.
Sorry, I had no idea what you said.
That's all right.
I was listening, Dan.
Thank you, Kenzie.
You're welcome.
All those flourishes and the extra flair with country, that's why people say Chet Atkins is one of the best guitar players ever.
Chet Atkins is a f***ing hack.
You know Chet Atkins isn't a hack.
Roy Clark is a genius. Chet Atkins ain't nothing but a Roy Clark wannabe. Even though Chet Atkins is probably older than Roy Clark. Roy Clark could play anything. I saw Roy Clark play, I think it was under the double eagle on a ficus tree.
I think Chet Atkins could probably play in his sleep. When he plays, it's so effortless. It's just amazing.
I don't even know what Chet Atkins plays. I know the name. I know it's stupid. Anybody know any Chet Atkins song?
No.
No.
See?
Not off the top of my head.
You know a Roy Clark song?
Pickin' and a Grinnin'?
Sort of. God and Greyhound, she's gone.
If I hear it, I would know what it is. But
okay, but did Chet Atkins ever do comedy?
Oh, no, because he had no sense of humor.
You know why? Because he was a f***ing hack.
He was not a hack.
Chet Atkins.
The only reason he didn't...
Sounds like something you'd name a German shepherd. What?
The only reason he didn't make it big is because he couldn't sing. And to make it in that time, you had to be able to sing.
JDO was a big fan of Chet Atkins. Name should have been Chet Atkins. But it's just funny to me that I may need, since White Trash Party probably won't be until late August,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to need that many months to learn two or three country songs. Mm-hmm. Where that Def Leppard, if we did Make Love Like a Man, I could play the power chords. Mike Mraz is a lead guitarist for Back in Black that plays for us. He could take the rest of it.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, duh, duh, duh. The country a-holes got to throw in every instrument they can find. And then just start making some out of sticks and strings and wash buckets.
Yeah.
Hey, you going to use that washboard? Well, give me that and give me some Brillo. Let's go.
I think this is going to round out my country wall of sound.
What is line one, Alfie?
He's a little upset at you.
About?
Chet Atkins.
Hi, Wade.
Hi.
Good afternoon and God bless you for listening.
Oh.
I'm sorry, what?
What in the hell is wrong with you?
About what?
Chet Atkins is a hack?
He's a Roy Clark wannabe.
Oh.
Hey, who's still alive?
Roy Clark is awesome, for sure. Alfie told me not to cuss, so I'm having to monitor my grip.
Okay, well, I tell you what. Since I got you on the phone, what was one of something that I would know that Chet Atkins played?
The guitar.
I mean a song.
Damn.
Sounds like me.
I don't know. His stuff was way before my time to be that familiar with it, but Eddie Van Halen did quote him as one of his inspirations.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he wouldn't be the player he was if he hadn't been listening to Chet Atkins.
There's a lot of stuff that current musicians, rock musicians have gleaned from country, and you never really would have thought it would have been that way. They just right. go, hey, you know what, let's steal boogie riffs from the black people. as if we haven't taken enough, and we'll go from there. I never really would have thought country would have played big in there.
No, and Motown, well, you said boogie riffs or whatever, I guess that qualifies too, but Motown's a huge influence in rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Motown. Do you like Merle?
I do like Merle. I like everything except that hardcore gangster rap stuff. I can't get into that. And Kelsey's Norway death metal stuff.
Kelsey?
He got close. Leave him alone. Thanks, Wade.
I don't listen to Norway metal, for the record.
No, it's a Swedish.
American.
Although I've got her kind of leaning. And it's funny, her tastes are almost as eclectic as mine. I think she's probably a little further because she really likes the guttural whatever rock you call that.
Hardcore.
It's even beyond hardcore.
Yeah.
Where it's just Satan.
Okay. I don't like black metal. That's
say
black
what?
Metal. Oh no. Oh wow.
What you mean by saying black metal?
Oh, man.
Huh? What are you a fan of? Stainless steel? You hate black metal?
I just fell into that one.
Yeah, that's probably... Never mind. What is... You mean like dark, deep, ugly satanic metal?
Yes, like the whole band is satanic.
But you're all right with black metal?
I don't like it, no, because it's all satanic.
Oh, black people are satanic?
Whoa, no.
That's what I got out of that.
No.
Black people are the closest race, closest to God. Jesus was black. Yes, he was.
I'm talking about death, satanic death metal.
That's right. You tap dancing around it. Oh, you go tap dance. That's another racial reference. Mm-hmm. Why don't you just call me an N-word? Get over with it.
No. This is not a racial thing.
Why you hate black death metal?
Because
you want black people to die?
No.
Man, this is... I never thought this side of you would ever come out.
No!
Man, it didn't make me upset. I'm going to have to protest you.
Mm-hmm.
Black metal is not racial.
It is now. That's what you did to it.
It's what it's called. It's what the
Who call it that? I bet white people call it that.
Mm-hmm. The satanic...
Brothers don't call it black death metal.
They just call it death metal.
Yeah. We call it honky rock.
Oh, my God.
I accidentally bought that one time when I was part of that record club. K-Tell's Honky Rock. Came with the dead S puppies and Tony Orlando and Dawn.
That is an eclectic mix.
It is.
So,
the point I was originally going for is I think I got Kinsey into 50s rock now.
Really?
Because we watched some...
You did.
When she came over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Watched some Jerry Lee Lewis.
Nice.
On YouTube.
I'm hooked.
What did you like about it so much?
The crowd and like what happened inside the venue when he played the piano.
And he kick over his piano stand and set his guitar on... his piano on fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That right there... was how mosh pits were born. Like, I'm thinking of the mosh pits that I've seen and I've been in. Jerry Lee Lewis's takes the cake.
And that's Kenzie.
Yes.
Somebody that's actually been in a real death metal mosh pit.
Yeah, and left bleeding. Jerry Lee Lewis wins.
And I think they over-dramatized. Why is Jim Adler standing on top of a dump truck now?
Of course, big case worth big money, but they don't just give that money.
This is on TV right now.
That's why I'll hammer them until they pay up. I'm Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer. If you've been hurt by any kind of commercial truck, call me right now. Call 214-817-320-1111.
1111.
Oh. I'm Jim Adler. I'm standing on top of this dump truck. Did some man use you as his dumpster? I got this old gal who this man filled full of got her $32,452 in her pocket. A mallet to her because she stunk.
There was a biopic about Jerry Lee Lewis that, who's the not crazy Quaid?
Dennis
Quaid. He played Jerry Lee?
Yep.
And there is I believe this really happened. There's a part of the movie where, I think maybe it was an Alan Freed concert, disc jockey from the 50s.
Okay. Who coined the term rock and roll. Got
right.
it.
And so you've got all these big artists that are playing and, Jerry Lee wanted to close. And they said, sorry, it's in Chuck Berry's contract. He gets to close. Jerry Lee went, okay. Went out, did his set, played Great Balls of Fire, kicked his seat over, poured lighter fluid all over the piano, and continued playing while that thing burned. Finished, walked off stage, looked at Chuck and went, okay, follow that.
It was the coolest thing I've ever seen. I wish they had the actual video of it.
That is awesome.
Good luck, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, really? You want me to open for you? All right, your funeral.
And that was the delivery. Okay, you want to close? You got it.
Mm-hmm.
His fans are like equivalent to Slayer fans. Lighting fires in the crowd, moshing, punching each other, going crazy. I mean, Slayer this and Jerry Lee Lewis.
It's amazing how that works in the mosh pit. Everyone's so happy to be there. They're seeing their favorite band or artist, and they can't wait to kick the crap out of each other.
Yes.
This is the best mosh pit I've ever been in. I can't wait to hit some great balls of fire.
Fire makes me punch people.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that a number of times at various concerts. And I'm just like, you know what? I really like this band, but I don't feel the need to punch strangers for it. Mm. I love this song, but I'm not gonna cut a bitch.
Man, this is my favorite. I love Cowboys from Hell. Hey, honey.
Most of the time, it's just a lot of pushing. It just depends on the show.
It certainly does. As I've seen some of those mosh pits, especially at punk shows, where people are having... There's like just decorum. You got to make sure you take off all your studded things, your spiked collars and things.
I'm making a suit out of reverse nails.
You're just going to look like a porcupine.
And I told Chuck that the next time we get to play an outside venue for the White Trash Party, mm-hmm. you're going to set your piano on fire.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, it's a Hammond organ.
That makes it better.
Nothing about the fire.
Oh, well, then we get an empty grand piano shell. Just put your keyboard at the front of it, mm-hmm. and then burn that thing. Those people will start amputating their own legs.
I'll start amputating my own legs.
Yeah.
You see somebody playing that song, and the piano is on fire, and they're still pounding on it, hoping to hell the strings don't start snapping.
And I will be crowd surfing while this is happening.
So you got somebody that's 22. Now Kenzie and I have something in common.
That's a thing of beauty. It really is. It's
and
nice we're to see.
And talking about Elvis as well.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what we talked about, Elvis.
Elvis spoke to my mom.
Oh, that's right. I forgot what we were watching. And Kenzie goes, my mom talked to Elvis one time at a concert. Don't tell the whole story, but where was it?
For Tarrant County Convention Center. Sorry.
Okay. Elvis came out. I don't know what part of the concert it was, and her mom had to go do something, right?
She was with the modeling agency, so they sent the girls there to wait on and serve the people who paid a lot of money for the expensive seats.
Gotcha.
Like personal waiters.
I gotcha.
Now, when Kenzie started the story, she goes, yeah, my mom talked to Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
Then she tells me the whole story. She goes, wait, let me call my mom and get it down. What had happened is, you know, Elvis is in between songs. Her mom is going to serve somebody, and she goes, I love you, Elvis! Elvis went, what?
that counts.
Oh, man.
I got it a little over-exaggerated on accident, but he still talked to her.
Not a big deal. Brett Michaels said move to me.
What?
What?
You didn't know that?
I love him.
Yeah.
I was supposed to introduce him at the Starplex a couple of years ago, whenever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm standing backstage, you're ready to go on. First of all, that's the only reason I went. I went, all right, I'll do that. I'll be a team player. Mm-hmm. Standing backstage, here comes Poison. Stand by the door. Brett Michaels goes, move. So I went, all right. So I left.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's not kidding.
You didn't. Like, introduce
well, what, him? Well, what am I going to say? No, I'm not going to go, hey, I'm here to introduce you. You told me to move. I'm moving. I don't want to be here to begin with. Yeah. I've heard your stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
And CC DeVille looked like a 1972 Cadillac DeVille. Yeah. Just beat the F up.
Yeah.
He's rough. Rough.
Yes. Yeah, that man was born rough.
Man, who does your skin? You go to the Danny Trejo Cosmology School?
Oh, my God.
I use Danny Trejo's skin lotion.
Yeah.
there's a reason why I've never seen a Danny Trejo Proactive commercial.
I'm Danny Trejo. Joke. All my lotion comes with ice picks built into it. And for the real look, you get a complimentary machete. Comes free in every box of Breeze. Okay.
That's my favorite joke now.
the Danny Trejo skincare?
Yeah.
Yeah.
break?
Yes.
Okay. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
507. Broadcasting with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Alfie Coy is an Eagle Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Advanced Vaping System from Finn. Traffic blows real bad. Most of us in Fort Worth, we're starting there. Eastbound I-30 right at 35W, right there on the Fort Worth Mixmaster. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes involving an overturned vehicle. Traffic's completely stopped back from Montgomery Street, about an hour, sorry, half hour delay through it. Also in Fort Worth, eastbound Loop 820 right at Mark 4 Parkway. That accident there has finally been cleared out. Traffic's still jacked up back from Azel Avenue. Hey, also in Fort Worth, northbound Loop 820 just before Trinity Boulevard. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's jacked up back from I-30 in Arlington. Eastbound 20 at Matlock. Road construction has the left lane shut down. Traffic's backed up back from Cooper Street. And in Mesquite, northbound 635 between Highway 80 and Townies. That part of the highway has been completely shut down due to an accident or something. I don't know. Traffic has completely stopped all the way back into Seagoville. Back from I-20. It's about an hour and a half delay through it. Just goes somewhere else. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Jared, the Gallery of Jewelry. Clear skies tonight, 47 for the low. Tomorrow, sunny and 77 for the high. Right now, it's 77 at 97.1, the Eagle.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
Swing on, Batman. Swing on, Batman. Batman on a rooftop. Four stories he had to drop. Saw a lady, she was in distress. He screamed, y'all stop that mess up.
Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, where were we, Daniel?
That's a damn good question. I think the only news story we've discussed was the meteorologists apologizing for their missed forecast for the Great Nor'easter.
Now, did somebody actually ask him to do it, or did he just say, you know what, I feel guilty, I got it wrong?
The guy felt guilty. It said before, according to his LinkedIn profile, he'd been with the National Weather Service for over 35 years. So my guess is he's probably on the old school side and just felt bad and sort of did the old school thing of, you know what you do when you mess up? You tell people, I messed up. I'm sorry.
It speeds the entire process up.
It does.
Exponentially. Well, do you feel like, yes, I let the air out of the footballs. And I heard that again on the news today. I saw one of the stories. 47% of the people surveyed thought the Patriots either were or weren't lying. Whatever, it was almost.
We're lying.
What are you going to do? They said, the guy that was watching the balls vanished into the bathroom with the balls for about a minute and a half. Well, is that enough time to let 2 pounds of air out of each ball?
I don't think so. I'd say 90 seconds is about enough time to take a tinkle before you go out on the field. And then probably not wash your hands and then mess with all the footballs. By the way, when he went in that bathroom, that's the NFL's quote-unquote person of interest, but they've already interviewed. He had 12 balls with him for the Patriots, and he also had the balls for the Colts with him as well.
I thought each team would have their own ball handler.
They usually do, but I think for whatever reason, this guy, I guess, just took him out for both. My assumption is he gave him the Colts balls to the Colts guys.
And if this is really that big of a concern, give the balls, pick the balls that you want. I'm going to guess, is it the quarterback that picks the balls?
Yes.
Okay. Pick the balls, give them to the officials, then have them handle all of that. All right. This bin is for the Patriots. This bin is for the Seahawks.
Yes.
And then we'll pull balls from there. That way you're in control. You're regulating, since obviously you don't trust the teams or you wouldn't have checked the ball pressure to begin with.
Right.
But you don't check the pressure and then give it back to them if you're really concerned about regulation.
You would think, but it's like the NFL is usually, they're very reactionary. They're not always the most proactive.
But that concept in itself makes no sense. we don't trust you. Tear up your balls. So they got to be between 12.2?
12.5 and 13.5.
Right. So you got a little leeway. We're going to check it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what do you do? You give it back to them. Well, I certainly can't do anything with them now. And from what I've read, there'll be nothing's going to happen between now and the Super Bowl.
I don't think so. Because I think if anything was going to happen before the Super Bowl, it probably would have happened by now.
And is this really, I mean, it is cheating. It's an infraction. Is it that serious? I don't know. I don't care. I'm just asking.
I think it's serious. It's one of those things that if, are you doing something, what is cheating? The definition would be doing something to gain a competitive edge outside the rules. So that's if they did it, that's exactly what happened.
Well, there are different levels of cheating.
There are different
levels.
Letting,
you know, a couple of air pounds of PSI out of a football is one thing. Shooting the other quarterback takes it to a new level.
Yes, that is a different level of cheating.
And obviously there are different penalties for different types of cheating. Mm-hmm. So they actually, just like the legal system, there are different penalties for different infractions.
Yes.
I just don't see them coming to any type of conclusion, again, as if I cared, of, well, we asked everybody. We interviewed everybody. Did you let the air out of the balls?
Yeah.
I did not. Okay, we've concluded that it was just leaky.
We got a batch of bad balls. And you know, actually, I was thinking about this earlier today. And I want to backtrack on what I said, like criticizing the NFL's PR department for not really squelching this early on. This might actually be really brilliant on the NFL's part if it's intended. Okay, this thing happened. Instead of solving the issue and getting it behind us and focusing on the game, you lose out on all the extra attention. You lose out on all the extra media coverage. If it wasn't for the snowstorm, CNN would still be talking to ball experts. And otherwise,
well,
CNN
it's not
wouldn't
like
have been covering.
The Super Bowl needs any hype.
It doesn't, but hey, the more the merrier. The NFL basically wants world domination. It's not happy with just, you know, a couple of continents. It wants all of them. So maybe they decided, let's not hurry this.
Why wouldn't the referees, why wouldn't they be part of this? If they touch the ball every time, they know if the ball's flat or not.
See, I don't know if the NFL has spoken to that referee crew. I would assume they would have, but you can't always, you know, you're not always going to be right when you assume.
What do you got, Alfie?
Guy on line two.
Doing what?
He's calling about all this whole deflate gate crap.
Yes, Tony.
If the refs spot the ball every single play. They determine where the spot of the next play begins. So they've had their hands on the ball every single play. How could they not know there was something not wrong with them?
I don't know how Brady, and I'm surprised I know his name. I don't know how Brady could actually feign ignorance as far as, I didn't know. Well, okay. If you like the ball at 12.5 and that's your preference and you picked all these balls out, all the ones that have been scuffed specifically to your needs, and you like it specifically at 12.5, and if it's not at that, you're going to notice.
And you're going to tell me he can squeeze that ball and tell whether it's right or wrong? And besides all that, let's say the Colts had won. Would anybody care now?
Is that a good question?
Yeah, I mean, had the Colts won, yeah, it wouldn't have been an issue had the Patriots deflated
their
balls.
Well, nobody would care. But you can't tell. I don't understand how the refs aren't responsible for a lot of this. I mean, do they just get away scot-clean? They're the ones who determine where that ball gets placed before the play begins, so they have to physically hold it. You don't think one of them can say, hey, this don't feel right.
Well, I think part of what happened was they confiscated those balls. I think I read this yesterday at halftime. It wasn't after the game like I had originally heard.
Okay, at halftime, then was everything corrected at halftime?
I think so.
That's what I was going to say. Where are the balls now? How do we know when it happened? I mean, this is all just a whole bunch of speculation.
And doesn't it seem odd to you? I brought this up earlier of, okay, you don't trust the teams to air the balls to the proper inflation, so you check the balls, and then you give them back to the team.
Exactly.
If you're really that concerned about it, hang on to them through the entire game. You're the officiators.
Okay, and this kid goes to the bathroom with all the footballs. Was there no game going on while he was touching all these? How did one kid get responsible for every single football that was being played in that game?
Yeah, for both teams.
Exactly. I'm just not buying it. I'm not saying they're right or wrong. I'm just saying there's not enough proof out there to prove anything. Let's just move on, for crying out loud.
Yeah, you're right. You're the only person that said that. That's the one that makes the most sense because, like I said, I don't care. I'm not going to watch the Super Bowl. I don't care if they play with pancakes. Thank you, Tony. It is. It's like we've said, everything else aside, immigration reform, any issues going on with North Korea, any Cold War buildup going on with Russia and Putin. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Had our biggest concern in this country right now. Set Ferguson aside and any black people being unjustly shot by the police officers. We're worried about the inflation of footballs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just put it all into perspective. Say the words. What's on the top of everyone's mind in the United States of America right now? Did the Patriots f*** around? Tony's right. Move on. You're not really going to be able to prove anything. You're not going to do anything. You're not going to all of a sudden take the Patriots out and put the Colts in into the Super Bowl. So what's the stink? Unless somebody just jumps up and goes, I did it! Mm-hmm. Well, OJ, you're already in jail.
Well, it's kind of what Tony was saying. There's no proof of anything, so move on. The owner of the Patriots, Robert Kraft, he went a slightly different route as opposed to saying, let's just move on if you find no evidence of wrongdoing. Cut number six.
Okay.
The Wells investigation is not able to...
The whose investigation?
Wells. I guess that's the lead investigator for...
If the Wells investigation is not able to definitively determine that our organization tampered with the air pressure in the footballs, I would expect and hope that the league would apologize.
Is he drunk?
Maybe he's just... I don't know.
He sort of sounds drunk.
Yeah.
Apologize.
I would hope that the league would apologize and implode their sorrowfulness.
If the Wells investigation is not able to definitively determine that our organization tampered with the air pressure in the footballs, I would expect and hope that the league would apologize to our entire team, and in particular, Coach Belichick and Tom Brady, for what they have had to endure this past week.
Because Brady's taken this, as far as the media goes and what he's saying, he's taken this very personally. His feelings are hurt.
He did. That's cut number seven when
I'll finish this.
Okay.
I am disappointed in the way this entire matter has been handled and reported upon.
All right, I take it back. Okay. He is a billionaire. It is possible he went to
Now, when you originally listened to this, did it even occur to you that possibly he was drunk?
The thought did happen. That's honestly the main reason I pulled this clip.
Is it really?
Yes. Because it does sound like he went to lunch with probably some other team executives, and he had a couple martinis, and they told him, yeah, you get them, Bob.
I address this, and I would tell them that I want an apology from the National Federation of Planets.
NFL, Bob, NFL.
The National Federation of, where does planets come in?
About the second martini? I don't know.
I just want you to know, I'm as drunk as a Mad Hatter.
Yeah.
And hope that the league would apologize to our entire...
See, that's the first one.
Yeah.
The league would apologize. Sort of a broke call, but not really that bad. Apologize to not only our team, but also Wayne Brady.
Mm-hmm.
And... What's his name? It's Tom Brady?
Oh, yes, Tom Brady, yeah.
It was Wayne Brady.
host of Let's Make a Deal.
He should apologize to Wayne Brady, host of Let's Make a Deal, and also try and raise money to fix the ice from the doctor from Cannonball Run.
Their team, and in particular, Coach Belichick and Tom Brady, for what they have had to endure this past week. I am disappointed in the way this entire matter has been handled and reported upon. We expect hard facts as opposed to circumstantial leaked evidence.
Well, it's not really circumstantial. The balls were underinflated, according to the NFL.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean the Patriots did it. That's what the old Mr. Kraft is saying. That's circumstantial. So you got balls with
the owner of the Patriots. Mm-hmm. What is my name?
Robert Kraft.
I am Robert Kraft. And this is my wife, macaroni and cheese. No?
Mm-mm. His wife passed away.
Okay. My children, macaroni and cheese.
That makes more sense.
I want an apology to not only Tom Brady, mm-hmm. but also Marcia.
Oh, no.
And Bobby.
Uh-huh.
Even Alice.
Oh, wow.
And her boyfriend, Sam's Butcher. He's not toasted, but, you know, when he said an apology.
An apology, oh, and yeah, the matter.
League would apologize to our... That the league would apologize.
You will apologize to everyone, including Scruffy, or is it Shaggy, the dog from Brady Bunch? Whatever the dog's name is from Brady Bunch. I think they're, I don't know why anybody, you know, Tom.
Yes.
Tom Brady. Why he's addressing it, unless the media is just, if there's a news story like this, are they required? Does the NFL require them to talk to the media? It's like you said, after games.
You have to have a media availability, and yes, to a certain.
Okay, but something like this, do you have to make yourself available?
No. Okay. You can make yourself available for interviews, but that doesn't mean that you have to answer all the questions lodged at you.
That's why I'm curious of why they feel the need to continue with this. Like, you can't prove it. We didn't know anything about it. And I don't think the NFL isn't going to apologize.
No matter how
much
you
want. I mean, the NFL really hasn't. It's probably mostly the sports reporters that said, and just the public in general, oh, the Patriots cheated. I'm sure the NFL hasn't actually come out and said, the Patriots cheated and we're going to figure out how.
No,
they just said we're doing an investigation to see if there was something untoward.
You got it.
So I don't see why the NFL will have to apologize to Tom Brady or Bobby or Peter or even the one in the middle of the one at the bottom, Cindy.
On his weekly radio show, Tom Brady, which is on WEEI in Boston, they actually again asked him about it, and this is where he shared his feelings. Seven.
You know, I personalized a lot of things and thought this was all about me, and my feelings got hurt, and then I moved past it, and because it's not serving me. And I think what's serving me is try to prepare for the game ahead, and I'll deal with whatever happen later. You know, I'll have my opportunity to try to figure out what happened and, you know, figure out a theory like everyone else is trying to do. But, you know, this isn't the time for that. And I'm not interested in trying to find that right now because we have the biggest game of our season ahead.
This is going to be something I will guarantee you that will either end up on MythBusters,
mm-hmm.
or one of the networks will have some package prepared. Who's carrying the Super Bowl?
It's NBC.
Okay, I would guess during halftime or one of the segments, they will have something prepared showing how they tested all these footballs in all these different atmospheric conditions to see if it would you could actually lose a pound or two.
My bet is it will happen on ESPN because they bought the group known as Sports Science. And that's what they do. They do sports science. So, yes, if they haven't already done it, they will do that package and it'll air in some sort of pregame thing. And they will study how would you do it, how much does it affect the game, if at all.
Man, there ain't no science to this. I'm Paul Garrison. I played with the Dallas Cowboys for as long as I needed to be a legend.
That is right. Enough to reach legendary status.
And I know what 12.5 pounds is because really? That's what Ben pumps his goats up to before he, before he sticks his Peter Pie in them. And he knows if they're underinflated.
Really?
Because I took one of his blow-up goats and let some air out.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew immediately. He goes, Daddy, this ain't as tight. So it's not hard for me to tell if the ball's underinflated. I'm Walt Garrison. As far as you're concerned, I'm one of the last living real Dallas Cowboys. Praise God.
Amen.
Jesus talks to me every day and asks me advice. He asked me what I think I should do or what he should do to calm all the poop people in the Middle East. I'm going to get them all horse trailers.
And why is that?
Because people always calm down if they got horse trailers. If they give me for a signing bonus in 1971 when I resign, give me a horse trailer. Calm me down. Then all of a sudden Ben wants to use it to tote his goats around for his go-to-palooza.
Well, you can't save them all.
So you think they'll the NFL can't ignore it. That's the only thing that is a mystery to me is they have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
But what is it going to be? And will if somehow they figured out it really was the Patriots or somebody in the Patriots organization that did it, what's going to be a proper punishment? And should they have been allowed to go to the Super Bowl if they really cheated?
And if they actually, and if they win it, so that's another wrinkle that could be another issue. And the other thing that you think about is how much is the NFL really working to reach a conclusion? Everything I've heard is they haven't even talked to Tom Brady yet, and you would think in an investigation like this, he would have been what top five people you would have spoken to,
possibly because he's already said in the media. I didn't know anything about it.
Oh, that doesn't matter. Well, you still want to ask a real question.
It's not like the NFL can go in and go, all right, here's a Bible, swear.
Yeah, it's not going to be.
It's not like it's going to be a full-blown deposition where you swear to God and you're legally bound. I didn't know anything about it. Prove I knew anything about it. All I know is they give me the football and I'm supposed to chunk it.
And he does.
The rest of it is just, it's like a drunken owner of the Patriots. It's all speculation. And the NFL owes us an apology. We didn't let no air out of our balls.
You what?
We did not let any air out of your balls.
Oh, okay.
You want to investigate somebody? I think Tom Wopat let the air out of the balls.
From the Dukes of Hazzard?
That's exactly right. Those Duke boys. I mean, really, what are you going to do? This is one of those things the NFL should have just said, we looked into it, we can't prove or disprove. So since we're not in the business of convicting somebody without evidence, we have to let this go.
Right.
That's really, if I had to guess, that's where this is going to end up. We have no substantial proof that the Patriots did this. So in our system, they're guilty unless we can prove they did it.
And I bet they would tack on your idea, which is, and to avoid this situation in the future, we will keep the balls until the start of the game.
We will either the NFL should keep the balls for the game or give them to somebody trustworthy, like Tom and Jerry.
From the cartoon?
Or that dog. The one that fights the dragons.
Fights the dragon.
Oh, Droopy.
Yeah, give the balls to Droopy.
Droopy?
Droopy dog.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to let them change those mean old balls.
What's the matter, Kenzie? You embarrassed to be here?
No.
Somebody should be.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
540, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Panera Bread. Whole lot of stuff going on. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Westbound I-30 just after Las Vegas Trail. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Ridgemar Ridgely. Also, Fort Worth northbound 35W right at Long Avenue. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the Fort Worth Mixmaster. Still in Fort Worth westbound 170 right at Alta Vista. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's completely stopped back from Highway 114. At least an hour delay through that. In Melissa, northbound 75 right at 121 in Melissa. Got an accident blocking the right lane there. Traffic's completely stopped back from El Dorado in McKinney. It's at least an hour delay through that. And the big one in Mesquite, northbound 635 between Highway 80 and Townies. Highway there is completely shut down due to some police activity. There was a shooting that went on there. Traffic's completely stopped back from I-20. All the idiots going the other direction have you backed up back from Centerville. It's at least an hour delay in either direction. Just don't even mess with it. Also, caller number 9 wants a pair of tickets to the Built Ford Tough Professional Bull Rider Show at Cowboy Stadium, plus a PBR swag pack.
I'm sorry, I'm out of helicopter noise.
I'm sorry. Call now, 214-817-7871.
What are they calling to win?
It's the Built Ford Tough Professional Bull Rider Show at Cowboy Stadium.
All right.
Yeah. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Whatever.
Eagle weather brought to you by Jared, the Gallery of Jewelry. Clear skies tonight, 47 for the low. Tomorrow, sunny and 77 for the high. Right now, it's 77. The 97 won the Eagle.
What's going on, boss? I just want to say thank you for everything you do, man. No problem, I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, Daniel, go ahead.
Okay. A judge will give Dallas County Commissioner John Wiley Price one more chance to argue that taxpayers should pay for his legal defense in a corruption case. Price's attorneys made the request for financial assistance in federal court Tuesday morning.
But why would taxpayers need to pay his defense?
He's looking for federal assistance in paying for his defense. I don't know if it's because he's an elected official and county money should pay for his defense. I don't know. I think that's part of what the judge is trying to figure out. I don't know if
is how Commissioner Price is going to justify it.
Right. I don't know if it's because as a county commissioner, you can request it. That's part of the package. Or if you're just a destitute citizen, can you ask it? Sort of like a public defender.
Right. I don't know. When I had to go to court, I didn't expect anybody else to pay for it.
Well, you're not John Wiley Price.
I also pay a lot of taxes.
I know you do.
That is so odd. Well, he's, regardless if you like him or not, he's not a stupid man. So there's got to be some type of justification in his mind.
Oh,
or even his legal team's mind.
I'm sure they do.
Here's why taxpayers should pay for his defense. And he may go, you know, if he goes before the judge again, maybe he'll explain it. It makes sense.
Well, I think that's sort of what the judge is saying. He didn't get a chance to say that today because Price was in his seat at commissioner's court and not there to answer the judge's questions. The judge agreed to give him until early next week.
He didn't show up for court?
No. But according to his attorney said that Commissioner Price didn't know he needed to be there for it.
Well, there are some instances where your attorney can go in your place
and
like plead by proxy or something like that.
The way I kind of see it, though, and granted, the worst I've had a lawyer proxy for me was a speeding ticket. But if I'm under federal indictment and I want to clear my name, I want to be as good of a defendant as I possibly can. I don't want to give any, you know, judge or anyone in the process any reason to, you know, dislike or me have annoy them.
All right, good.
Okay. So anyway, they're going to do the hearing next week, and the judge said, make sure your client's here to answer my questions. So completely unrelated. It's a pretty intense moral dilemma if you find out a friend of yours is cheating on their husband or wife, especially if they try to get you to cover up for it. A new survey found women, what do you think, less likely, more likely to lie to help a friend cover up an affair?
More.
That would be correct. 73% of women said they would lie versus only 42% of men. I was really surprised by that. I thought those numbers would have been switched.
I'm not buying the men numbers.
I'm with
like
you.
If you were doing something and I knew about it, I'm not going to say anything to Tara.
I appreciate that. I really wish you hadn't said any of that, though.
Yeah.
Why?
Because even though nothing is or ever will happen in that regard, you've now said that you would lie for me.
I would.
Stop it.
I would not. Which would you prefer in case we ever come to that?
I wish we could go back in time and you not say it at all.
Well, I would. You're my friend.
I appreciate it, but
I don't want you to get in trouble. Plus, it's none of my business. I'm not the one that stood before the congregation of people and God and swore never to cheat on this chick.
Right. Shut up.
You're the one doing whatever it is you're doing.
I'm not doing anything.
Well, and I didn't say you were because I said I'd lie for you.
I'm going to kill you.
All right, let's reverse it.
Okay.
Since I'm not dating anybody, would you lie for me?
I would try to avoid, because it's how I am, I would try to avoid straight up lying, but I would just
You would lie to Mandy because you didn't like her.
Oh, yeah, screw her. That's why I was kind of sad that you really weren't screwing around on her, because that would have been, you know. Well, you did.
Well, it's sort of.
Not in the way that you normally would.
No.
And have.
I just, after the arrest, all of a sudden I started hearing from ex-girlfriends, and they want to come over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. Hey, before we screw, can I see the room where it went down? Well, nothing went down. We had an argument in that room. That's cool. Can I take pictures in here? This is not the JFK Memorial.
Is this where you broke the laptop? Bend me over it.
Do me right here. So the 41%?
42% of men said they would lie to help a buddy cover up.
I would guess if those numbers are accurate, the other men would tell the chick, hoping to have a chance at her.
You know, I had not thought of that.
That's because you're not devious. And
well, I can take my mind down that path.
Sometimes it's hard. If you're trustworthy, you can't really think of those terms. I can think in all terms.
Yes, you can.
So that would be my guess, is the 59-whatever%.
Gotcha. I just assume that most guys would just take that whole, you know what, none of my business, back away from it type of approach. I would have believed 75% of men would say, not my business, and maybe the other 25 men like, that's because I'm going to try to get after it.
But what percentage of women, 60-something?
73.
And that's probably because they had all gotten together. They were talking about it. And the wife that's cheating is you know, he's never there for me. And he never listens to me. And when I have a conversation on Friday night for 45 minutes, which means nothing, he doesn't want to hear any of it.
Maybe it's because...
Oh, girl, you should cheat on him.
Mm-hmm. I'll teach him.
That'll fix him up right there. You need to cheat on him, straighten him out. Ain't no reason a man shouldn't listen to his woman. You go get you some good that'll listen to you. You get some man trying to get in your drawers, he'll listen to anything you got to say. I don't mean he cur.
However, that number does go down, the ones that said they would lie, over a long period of time. So they're not going to keep covering for you. Also, one more strange stat. 12% of people say they think having an affair can actually make a marriage stronger.
They explain that?
Nope. But I know you can.
I can explain it depending on what your definition of marriage is.
Let's go traditional sense of marriage.
Okay, let's say you've been together for a long time, and sex really isn't an integral part of the relationship. So, but both sides enjoy the foundation, the camaraderie, the
partnership.
The partnership, but just the foundation of a family,
mm-hmm.
which is supposed to be pretty strong.
Yep.
You enjoy that. So, you know, so the guy goes out and does stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he still loves you.
Oh.
And he hides it only because he loves you.
That's what love is.
Really?
Oh.
If he didn't love you, he wouldn't hide it. He'd just come out and go, hey, honey, I'm home. Guess who I today? But you love them, you hide it.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. He loves me, so he's
and
gonna hide it.
You never cheated on anybody.
Nope.
Wow.
No.
No. I'm not believing the face.
No.
You cheated on somebody.
Yep.
No.
Yeah, you did, because now you're going to qualify it.
Yeah, you said nope and immediately started searching the sky.
Who'd you cheat on?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. I'm not talking about it on air.
So you have.
And I've only cheated one time, but it wasn't.
Who was it? Scrape, skid mark?
No, I'm not saying anything.
Stretch
about
mark.
That was it. Yeah.
Scab.
Because I really didn't, but now y'all are making me say, didn't really cheat.
Well, there's no gray area in cheating.
It's a complicated situation. I wasn't in a relationship.
Where you want to break?
No.
You guys broken up and you hooked up with somebody else?
It was one of the, it was one of the break things.
See?
I got one of those like mad at the moment. I'm mad at you. We're breaking up. But you're not really.
Did somebody use the words, all right, we're breaking up or we're taking a break? Anybody use those words?
Mm-hmm.
And then you went out and got your hole filled.
No, I didn't. That's what I'm saying. I didn't, like.
Well, what did you get? Fingered?
No, I didn't do anything.
They play with your cans?
No.
Stick something in your tutu?
No, I'm not talking about this.
Do you understand? We're talking about sex and relationships.
Yes, but cheating can be stuff other than just sex.
Did you make out with somebody?
No, I'm not talking about it on air.
Did you touch his TT?
I'm not answering.
Maybe
any
she
more
got
questions.
The sock puppet.
All right, what if I got the sock puppet and you can show me where he touched you?
I'm not answering. He didn't. Nobody touched me.
Well, cheating is if there was no physical contact.
You can emotionally cheat.
Well, how did you emotionally cheat?
No, I didn't. I'm
you
saying.
You said you cheated because you don't want to talk about it on air. Now I'm holding a sock puppet up.
I said you can emotionally cheat.
Where
on
the sock puppet did he touch you?
I didn't touch.
Did he touch
touched.
You here?
No.
Did he put anything in here?
Oh, my God. I'm done. I'm not looking.
You may be done, but Alfie's just getting started.
Oh, I know.
I tell you what. Sometimes it's easier. Tell the sock puppet. Did you cheat?
I'm not talking about this.
Rah, rah.
No.
I love this sock puppet.
I do, too.
I think this is the greatest video stream ever. I mean, how many radio shows have video streams? You know, Mark Davis doesn't have a sock puppet.
No.
He's barely got a camera with lights on when he's doing his show.
Yes.
We've got 7 or 8 different video sources, professional lighting.
Mm-hmm.
We did. And?
Yeah.
A sock puppet. Tell the sock puppet, Kenzie.
I don't have anything to tell sock puppet.
What did you do to cheat?
I didn't cheat.
You said you cheated.
No, I didn't.
Who
said
did you cheat on?
I thought, and then you said, oh, that means you cheated. So I was like, okay, fine, I cheated, but I didn't. Y'all, you just, because I paused, you think I did.
You cheated.
No, I didn't. I don't do that.
Tell me.
I don't do that crap.
Tell the sock Mm-mm. puppet. The sock puppet knows.
No.
So you emotionally.
I make a pretty good puppeteer.
You
I
really
didn't
do.
Cheat. I wasn't with anybody.
Were you emotionally unfaithful?
No, I wasn't with anybody. Like I don't.
So
cheat.
What did
well,
you do?
Well, how
that
could
was...
you cheat
I didn't
if you weren't
cheat.
With? You said you cheated on somebody.
I didn't cheat on anybody.
Somebody said you cheated.
I thought.
Oh, what?
For a second, you said, "Oh, that means you did cheat."
Okay,
so I was
fine.
Like, fine, I cheated. All right,
audio-wise, we're not getting anywhere.
Because I didn't cheat on anybody.
The video portion is funny.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you didn't cheat.
Thank you.
What did you do?
That you don't want to talk about on the air.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything.
Well, what? Well, you said you don't want to talk about it on the air. What
well,
is
I'm
it?
Not going to talk about, like, there's nothing to talk about.
Well, if you didn't do anything, then you could talk about it on the air. You go, mm-hmm. I did nothing.
Yeah.
I wasn't in a relationship.
What?
I wasn't. I can't do it. I can't deal with this.
I know. It's,
so what would you talk about?
You did something. You just don't want to admit
I
to it. The
anything.
Rest of us on the show could be honest and straightforward. I've cheated. Chloe has. Alfie, in his own stalker way, cheats.
Mm-hmm. I've cheated in the past.
I'll
I've said
admit it.
I didn't know you had.
I've mentioned it before.
I don't recall that. But we'll all admit it. Kenzie obviously can't be honest with the listeners. The only people that we really need to be honest with.
I don't cheat on people.
Well,
so
you said earlier you cheated. And you said there are different types of cheating.
I've never cheated.
Didn't she say she did?
Because I thought, and then you said, oh, well, you did cheat. So I was like, okay, fine.
You did
I
cheat.
Cheated.
Did you cheat?
No.
Oh, did someone else think you did?
No.
Does the other person that you did not cheat on know about this?
Know about what? Like, nothing. There wasn't anything. There wasn't anything.
Okay, okay. There's nothing.
I'm the one that gets cheated on. Like,
all right, so somebody else cheated on you.
Yeah, once.
Well, you said you cheated on somebody once.
I didn't cheat on anybody.
That's what you said.
Because I told you. I was sitting there thinking, and then you said, oh, see, you are cheating. You're lying. And I was like, okay, I cheated. I never cheated on anybody.
I wish I could erase
this. Can we
switch
the subject?
We can.
Okay.
But we're trying to come to some type of resolve.
Uh-huh.
We know you cheated. We just don't know how
I
you did it.
No, I did not.
It almost sounds like she brainwashed herself so much that she actually believes what she's saying.
Have you ever been dating somebody and did something else with another man?
No.
Another woman?
No.
Anything from the marsupial family?
No.
Good question.
Because the marsupials can get in and out pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
No.
They're speedy.
Gotta watch out for them wombats.
You get some wombat ding dong?
No. I don't even know what a wombat is.
Did you get fingered by a honey badger?
No.
You know if you did.
I don't even want to talk about this during the break because I don't care. Because somehow in her mind, she did something untoward.
Yeah.
I didn't.
But now
no.
She's rationalizing it in her head that she didn't.
Right.
I didn't.
And what's frightening me is as soon as you hit that button for us to go to break, she's going to want to tell us all about it.
No, because nothing. I didn't do anything.
So how did this whole conversation start?
You asked me if
you cheated and you said yes. I cheated.
I said no. And then I went
the Harlem
like
Globetrotters. And the Generals.
Damn, them too.
I give up.
Did you ever have sex with a celebrity?
No.
I'm just curious. Just trying to explore now. Nobody from a band?
No.
I bet you somebody from a band.
Nope. I never have.
You didn't anybody from the Pole Surfers?
No.
What about,
wow, she's so judgy.
Well, no, that was kind of like a no.
You didn't see her face.
Like random?
Yeah, one of the random guys from the Hole Surfers.
Oh, there's a random band to pick.
What about Ugly Kid Joe?
No.
Susie and the Banshees?
No.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers?
No.
Gladys Knight and the Pips?
No.
Just one of the Pips?
No.
Two of the Pips.
You pull a train on the California Raisins?
No.
Heard it through the grapevine.
What about
I have no idea who that is.
I bet you did.
Who is that?
It's Danny Terrio.
It's Danny Terrio from Dance Fever. And we think you him. You probably pull a train on him and Adrian Zemed.
You lucky bitch.
Is that a movie?
Yes.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:05, this is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Bosch Icon Wiper Blades. Hey, guess what? Traffic sucks. Let's start off in Fort Worth. Westbound 170 right at Alta Vista got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's completely stopped back on Highway 114. Hour delay through that. Also in Fort Worth, northbound 35W right at Long Avenue got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic's jacked up back from the Fort Worth Mixmaster. Let's move into Melissa. Northbound 75 right at 121 in Melissa got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's completely stopped back from McKinney back from El Dorado Parkway. It's an hour and a half delay through that. Try taking Highway 5, but guess what? That's jacked up as well. In Mesquite, northbound 635 between Highway 80 and Town East. The highway there has been completely shut down. There was a police shooting. There were U.S. Marshals involved, a whole bunch of stuff. That has traffic completely stopped back from I-20. All the idiots going south are staring at it because they're morons. They have traffic backed up back from Centerville Road. It's about an hour and a half delay through it both ways. And finally, in Palm Springs, southbound 635, right at I-20. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is jacked up back from Bruton Road. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by TrueCar.com. Clear tonight, 47 for the low. Tomorrow, still clear skies, just means plenty of sunshine and a high of 77. Right now, it is 77, a 97.1 to Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
All right, Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Kenzie, are you going to stay on the wide shot forever? Yeah, you were.
Not anymore. Well,
it's too late now.
I switched it myself.
Well, congratulations.
You're good welcome.
Good for you.
You too.
Oh, my goodness, you too.
Good.
All right. Uh-huh. The New York Times published a massive article about how people Google this random things, and not just anything, but really it's the size of their junk, the odor of the female lady parts, and also the growing popularity of butt implants. Anyway, an economist...
I could see Googling bacterial vaginosis.
There's a little bit of that, yeah.
Well, that's the female odor.
Yeah, but not just that. For example, an economist just studied search data to find out what sex subjects were turning to Google to answer. Number one, people...
Well, you got any show? Good, what?
People Google my penis more than any other body part, by far. Men Google questions about their junk.
I always Google that, but it never comes up. I Google Russ's penis.
Oh.
It don't show. It just shows my mug shot.
Chloe, you only got one left. Don't worry about it.
Men Google questions about their privates more than questions about their lungs, liver, feet, ears, nose, throat, and brain combined.
I want to know if I can make it longer. I know that pulling on it and stretching don't work. Weights don't work.
Oh.
I think you can have some ligament cut, make it look longer.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Luke.
Man, that's terrible.
I think that's really something is cutting some type of ligament in your... I don't know why the ligament would be there to restrict this length of your hooty-hoo.
Oh, man.
And I don't know how much more length you get out of it.
I've heard that, like, a botched surgery of that happening before, but... Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not sure how much it's really supposed to help.
And it also depends. I think guys, I don't know why you want something really huge, because I don't know how many chicks really like. Do you like big ones, Kenzie? Like just a big, fat, long, thick? What do you like? A little pencil?
No, it's quality, not quantity.
Well, but if it's really small, you're not going to get any action out of it.
Well, that's true, but...
What's the biggest one you ever had?
I don't want to get plowed by a giant...
tree trunk.
Circle.
I was trying to help her with hand signals.
Yeah, I needed your hands over the head.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I don't want to get plowed by one of the guys in the village people.
You know I'm not good at charades.
I don't know. I would guess.
That's a circle.
Well, yeah, but you still lost the game. I would guess if during the course of the act, as the man, you can feel the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You with me?
Yep.
Then that's the two of you have matched up well.
Gotcha.
I don't like really hitting anything. That kind of weirds me out.
What's the slogan? It's a new sensation? For the new generation?
No, I'm not. You think I was in a Pepsi truck? Because there are certain times if Mandy was set on top, I could feel, you know, something.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of weirded me.
Mm-hmm. Probably, you know what it is.
No.
You don't?
Was it the Riddulous? I'm trying not to say the word. Let me turn the mics off. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I can hit that one easy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I can hit that one going in.
Oh, yes, God. That's kind of the idea.
Well, I don't know where things are. It's not like when you're having sex, everything's labeled. Well, it's not like the Batmobile. Here's a rear seat ejector. Here's a bad scope. Yeah. You know, here's a clitoris.
Yeah. Now, chances are what you were hitting is the cervix.
Yeah, I didn't like that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird. So, whatever I got, obviously, is... just enough for the city.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Anyways, of the top 10 most common Google searches about men's junk, 9 are about size. The top search, how to make my penis bigger. Number 2, how to make my penis longer. The only search not about size, why does my penis smell?
I've always wondered that because sometimes it smells funny, sometimes it don't.
Really?
Sometimes I can wash it really good and it still smells like monster.
Munster? Oh, geez, okay.
No, the no? Family.
Oh, no.
I Googled one time how to pee through a Fruit Loop. No results. I Googled how to stretch my foreskin into funny shapes and all.
Uh-huh.
Nothing.
Nothing?
Mm-hmm. Damn. I want to know, is it gay if I dock with a corny dog?
I'm really curious about that.
Or if it hurts if you bedazzle your penis.
Mm.
I also checked to see if there was flavored Pez, which I don't know why I did that because I don't like flavored.
Speaking of that, the top ten things women Google regarding the odor of their spots, their lady parts. Fish, vinegar.
What about fish?
These are the top 10.
Are they trying to figure out what it smells like? Mm-hmm. Like, would it smell like perch?
Yeah, the top 10 things.
Sand bass, catfish, squid.
The top 10 things women Google regarding the odor of their nether regions. Fish, vinegar, onions, ammonia, garlic, cheese, body odor, pee, bread, and bleach.
Now, that sounds like a science experiment. What, are you making one of them vaginal volcanoes?
It's for the science fair.
Only time I ever Googled bleach was see how you would bleach a hamster's anus.
You've got a very odd search history.
Well, there's just different things that prey heavy on my mind.
Oh. Well, what else?
Like, if I'm out kicking ass,
mm-hmm.
Do I really have to take their name?
Sort of philosophical questions.
I just know if it was like an obligatory action, I'd have kicked your ass. I'm going to need your full name.
Write it down in your book or something. A list of names of all the asses I have kicked.
Dated a chick one time with a really smelly hoo-hoo.
Mm-hmm.
So I Googled that. Of what I do if her kitty smells like the Houston Channel runoff. or Galveston after a big storm. Yeah. I Googled one time, did you know Eskimos have two dicks?
Oh, my God.
They do.
Damn.
Eskimos in Alaska, each one of them's got two dicks.
I don't think that's true. Mm-hmm. I think you're getting some bad information.
I also Googled how to hula hoop underwater.
Really?
Or how to pee in somebody's butt if we were we made a blanket fort.
I didn't think that those two had to go together.
Did you know if you look online, you can find a Rich Little impersonator? Also, how to f*** a cartoon. Since he's my hero, I Googled how to pee like Patrick Davis. And I want to know if it was really possible if you could physically sh- a brick.
There have been times you thought it was pretty possible. Well, that feels pretty solid. I think I could build a house with those.
I found a picture on Google of Buddy Holly and drag. Big crickets. And whether or not turtles give good jobs.
Oh, my God.
I'm still quizzical whether or not I got to take those names after I kick them asses.
When you find out, will you let me know?
Like, do I carry around a book or can I just record it?
Do I just tweet it?
And then what if they kick my ass? Do I get give them their name back?
Done. Yeah. Tess, well, this is perfect. Tess Munster didn't just snag headlines at a new gig when she became the first model of her size to sign with a major agency. She also inspired people.
This chick's name is really Munster.
Yes. Munster, who wants to be known professionally as Tess Holliday, because that's her fiancé's last name, is 5'5" tall and a size 22. The recent announcement that she had been signed to the London-based Milk Model Management drew attention on Instagram to her account, F Your Beauty Standards, an Instagram account she started in 2013 for women to celebrate their bodies and unique looks. She said, "I felt like it's breaking ground." The account has more than 70,000 followers, and after the announcement of her deal, praise and support poured in.
Isn't that amazing? You've got somebody that posts pictures of themselves online after they had a kid, and a month later, they worked really hard and got their body back into shape. You got haters. You got some big, fat, 22-size-plus-size bitch post pictures. Oh, we love her. Because two-thirds or three-quarters, whatever, of the population is obese,
mm-hmm.
and a good portion of that is morbidly obese.
And they don't like to be reminded of it. Especially with you posting your fit body photos. I can't believe you shame us in such a way.
How about look at it as an inspiration?
Some do.
You got enough that don't. That... It's just, okay, fine. Just eat until you actually explode. And then there's fat all over the place. Because nobody really seems to want to look at anybody as a role model. Now that model chick that had the kid, then had her body back into shape.
And yet some people questioning her priorities as a mother.
Well, you could be at home and work out. In fact, if she stayed at home and worked out, that's more than a lot of moms do after they have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of moms have the kid, wait until the thing is just breathing on its own, and it goes back to work. Well, not everybody can stay at home with their kids. Well, you're right. Not everybody's fiscally responsible to where they go, okay, I can afford a kid. I don't have to work. I can stay at home and raise a child as I should, as opposed to having it, going, all right, it's breathing on its own. I'm going back to work. I'll let somebody I don't know raise my child, because that's what a mother does.
That's also what choices you have.
Am I right? Kenzie's nodding.
Are you afraid to say what? Yes?
No.
Okay. I look at it as...
There are a lot of people out there that do that, and I just agree with Russ.
They go back to work.
No, wait.
Yeah, well, some stay at home, some go to work. It's like, which one do you want? Well, I want both.
Support the be stable.
Raising
first.
A child is a career. Like, I couldn't have two careers if I wanted to. Why? When you've got the most important career laid out in front of you, you decide you want to make that a part-time job, and then go back to the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of raising your child as God wanted you to. Praise Jesus.
Good Lord.
And Janet St. James, out of all of them, Channel 8, can't squat out enough kids and go back to work.
That is her choice as a mother, as a parent.
It is, and if that's the way that you want to raise your children.
And it is.
That's fine for your lifestyle.
But she doesn't need your condescension.
I'm not condescending. I'm
saying. Oh, raise your child the way it should, the way God intended.
You want to raise a kid.
You said raise a kid right. Therefore, you're saying in order to do it right, you should stay home with the little monster.
That's right by my perspective. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that I'm correct.
But you're judging her for going back to work. And
I'm just trying to wind up chicks.
I know, and I'm just trying to grease the pot a little bit.
Now I disagree with him.
With me about what?
Okay, if you...
Line one.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Line one. Yes, Carolina.
Seriously, 10 weeks ago I had my little girl. And now you're telling me that I'm supposed to give up what I've worked for 14 years
to
become a professional woman?
Did you want to be a mother or do you want to be a career woman?
Why is it that I can't be both?
Because somebody needs to raise that child. Do you think in the wild, animals abandon their children and go off and work at IBM?
Not necessarily, but I do have a sense of community where people... pitch in.
Let me ask you this. Calm down. Who watches your child during the day?
Grandma.
Okay. Family is okay because they're going to have the same values that you do. My problem is, not that it's any of my business, is somebody that will have a kid and then a few months later they go back to the workforce and they turn that kid over to a daycare center and you have no idea what they do to those kids. I'm sure most of them are fine, but I wouldn't be ready to release my child to somebody until that kid could talk.
Touche. You're right.
How dare you agree with me?
On that point, I would never drop them off at a daycare. I'd rather live under a bridge in a cardboard box before giving them to strangers.
Amen.
Now, shut up, Kenzie. Don't you agree that, let's say you lost your job, okay?
Okay.
That you should still be able to live on one income, your husband or whoever you're with. I don't think that you should overextend yourself with a child because you never know if you're going to lose a job. Then all of a sudden, now you can't afford the kid and you can't afford daycare and you can't afford to go out and look for a job. I just think people, when I have kids and then deal with the financial aspect afterwards.
Right. Most people see it as a second thing. But for me, I waited 8 years before I decided I was going to have a family. I decided it was time to have a family. We did it fiscally responsible, where we budgeted on my husband's income for a year. Technically wanted to be up for work, I could be.
And that's what I was going to ask. Is it sounded like before I bought my first house, not the same thing, but kind of the same scenario, is I wanted to make sure I had enough money in case I lost my job, I could afford that house. So I didn't buy it until I was 40. You saved up and you made sure you had money in savings. Okay, something bad happened. You could still raise your child in a manner that it deserved.
Absolutely.
You love me now?
Not necessarily, but.
What is it, Dan?
Go ahead. A whole lot of honesty right there.
I defended most of what she did.
You did, absolutely.
And I like the fact that there's a sense of family. She said community. I think she meant family. Is your family watches you.
Sure.
I just think it gets to a point of you can't do everything. You can't take on 7 jobs and do them all equally as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, yes.
So
something will suffer.
You need to decide what you want to do the best you can. And since I'm not short cheating mothers, I know that raising a child is a full-time career. It's a job. Especially in the beginning, when that kid's making noise in the middle of the night, you're thinking, oh, man.
Sure be nice to outsource this.
Man, if I just had opted for the stairs. But you love the child, and you want to do whatever it takes. But just handing them off to somebody that you don't know, just because they're certified by the state. And I'm sure most of those daycare centers are fine. But I would feel uncomfortable. It's like I would never put my dogs in a boarding facility. Because I don't know what they're going to do to them.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with a child. I would like that child to be able to talk before I put them in daycare. So if something bad happened, the kid could at least come home and go, hey, they slapped me around for watching Hee-Haw.
It is so sad. I was thinking that same show.
Alfie, which one did I want to take? I got a break.
I guess line two.
Yes, Ashley?
Yeah, I was trying to call about the don't go back to work because you have a kid thing.
Did you make it?
He hasn't picked up the line yet. They told me to hold on a second.
Oh, all right. What do you want to tell him?
Well, I don't think that it's right for him to say that I shouldn't go back to work. I'm a single mother and I don't have any family in the area. Would you like me to just take my kid to work so he can scream and yell while I'm on the phone with clients?
Where's the daddy?
He lives in Grand Prairie, and he's not really in the picture, to be totally honest.
By your choice or his?
I'm sorry, come again?
By your choice or his?
By his choice.
And he doesn't pay child support?
Barely. If I'm lucky, he does.
Then I would get his dog ass locked up.
Well, I'm working on it, but I'm at a stalemate with the court, so I'm waiting.
I just think people, well, I've already explained this. You're doing a fine job. Just keep what you're doing. Doing what you're doing.
I'm sorry, what?
Do you still like me?
Most of the time.
Bitches. Like, I'm trying to defend some of them. I know there are deadbeat dads that don't help. They think, all right, you know, I've done my job. I shot sperm all over the place. What else do I need to do? I have no other responsibility. You shoot your DNA in somebody, you're responsible for the rest of your life for that person.
Whether you want it or not.
True that.
What?
Huh?
Don't go blank on me.
Wow.
What's up?
Oh, God.
What's up?
Did you have a baby? Yeah.
What's up?
Wasn't really the argument I was looking for. I mean, if there's a deadbeat dad in there, my philosophy with those guys are you need to go beat them to death. Then the name kind of means something. You have a child and you're not going to help the mom raise a child. Hey, I didn't want to have it. I didn't have any choice in it. Did you screw her without a condom? You had a choice. Nobody else forced you to do that. Responsibility lives within everybody. And I'm not trying to get deep here, but you go slinging your crank around and you're shooting your DNA in other people, you're going to be responsible for whatever comes out of it. And to make the woman raise that child on her own, that makes you nothing more than a damnation of God. Praise Jesus.
Yeah.
What are you smiling at, Dan?
I'm just enjoying your rant.
I just of all the things in society, it's the guys that will have a child and go, all right, you know, I'm done with that. I just let her raise it. She didn't give me a choice whether I wanted to keep it or not. You shot your DNA in that woman. Take responsibility for it. Go look up the true definition of a man. Why don't you try and be one?
Mm. All right. I wish I had this recorded. Oh, wait.
Oh, <shit. laughs>
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:37. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Sorry, I had the wrong phone. Eagle traffic brought to you by H.
Did you want to call back?
No. I just had the wrong phone in my hand.
You want to start again?
No. It's all good.
All right.
If you want, I know you like to be slick.
Yeah, because that's my mantra. All right, here we go again. 6:38, another check on traffic. Alpi Coy is in KGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by H&R Block.
Let's hang on, I was using the wrong mic. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, let's start off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Long Avenue. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from the Fort Worth Mixmaster, also in Fort Worth. Westbound I-30, just after Las Vegas Trail, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's jacked up back from Camp Bowie. Still in Fort Worth, westbound Highway 170, right at Alta Vista, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there's backed up back from 114, hour delay through it. I don't know, try Golden Triangle or something. In Melissa, northbound 75, right at 121 in Melissa, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 121 in McKinney. You can try taking Highway 5, but that's just as jacked up, hour and a half delay through it. Good luck. Finally, in Mesquite, northbound 635 between Highway 80 and Town East, police have opened at least one lane there. The two right lanes there are blocked. There's a whole big thing with the shooting in U.S. Marshals. Traffic's completely stopped back from Elam Road. All the idiots going southbound are still staring at it. They have you backed up back from around Town East. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Clear skies and 47 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 77. Right now, it's 74. The 97.1, the Eagle.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
What do you got, Alfie?
I got a couple of moms that are kind of wanting to argue with you, and some guy that you really, really touched on line four.
Yes, Richie.
Hey, boss man.
Yes, sir.
Hey. I know that I've heard you several times cry over, you know, police and fire thanking you for what you do, and then you tear up. Well, I know for a fact that I'm a man. I'm not even a woman, nor a mother. And I also don't have any children. And you made me tear up with that little rant you did right before the break. And that is some really cool stuff that you would say for mothers, even though you always say stuff about, like, throwing them down the stairs or whatnot.
I never said I did. Wow. I said that they're there.
Oh, the steps are there. Okay.
Yes.
But
so
it's
thank you for that. That's awesome.
That's very kind of you. I've got a list. I've never written it down, but the top 10 things that really piss me off. First of all, it's the people that have this expectation of give me this, give me that. I can have a kid, and whether I can afford it or not, somebody will end up paying for it, and normally it's the 1%, but everybody hates the 1%. Nobody wants to take responsibility for running around shooting their sperm, having kids, and then bragging that they're a man because they've had this many kids, but they don't take care of them. That's not a man.
True that. I appreciate it, sir. You have a good day.
Thank you, boss.
All right, bye. All
right. And I'm not really big on soapboxes unless I'm middle of a sermon chewing people out.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just... Obviously, there are certain things that twist my taint. Mm-hmm. And right now, my taint looks twainted.
Clearly.
The whole Occupy movement. Well, we deserve this, and we shouldn't have to pay to go to college. Yeah, you should. Everybody leading up to you had to pay to go to college. Why is it all of a sudden this generation doesn't need to pay for anything? Or I want to have as many kids as I can and have the government pay for it. Well, the government's not paying for it. I am. And anybody that pays taxes, you want deductions, you want money back, you want a check, you want a Lone Star card, but you also want to complain that there's disparity between the poor and the rich, then get up and go and do something. Well, I can't. I've got too many kids. Then you shouldn't have had the kids before you could support yourself. If you do nothing but just suck the life out of this country, to me, you're worthless. That's any color, any race, any animal.
I think you got it all covered.
Well, the government's supposed to take care of us. No, they're not. And you've got some of the people that says, well, the government should take care of us, but they don't need to get in my business. Pick one side. Like parents, they raise you, they pay for everything.
Mm-hmm.
well, it's none of your business what I do. Yeah, I'm your parent.
Yeah. Imagine when you were a kid but had a cell phone and that your dad paid for. Now imagine trying to tell your dad, you can't go through my phone, it's mine.
Yeah. I would have needed to put in my daily planner to plan on eating through a strainer for about 6.5 weeks.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. Mouthing off to my parents, I know this is a generation type thing, and I hate going off in this direction, but I think there's a gap with some children
mm-hmm.
where they have no respect for anybody. And if you don't respect your parents, then you're certainly not going to respect any type of authority, and you're not going to respect police officers. And there in itself, you've got a problem that's going to grow exponentially. Got to get a hold of those kids. Teach them proper values. Your Xbox is not the most important thing. But what?
But it's awesome.
Well, you're a grown man. You can make those choices.
Oh, yeah.
And when they lose sight of their priorities, then that's when you break out the Hot Wheels track.
What do you do with that?
That's when somebody gets their ass reddened. Mm-hmm. And not to the point of child abuse. Just, there's nothing more degrading than getting beaten with your own toys.
That is one thing I was able to avoid.
Man, Hot Wheels used to be my favorite. Now all I see it and I just see get my ass beat.
And then at some point your mom probably asked you, why don't you play with your Hot Wheels track?
Because it's all beat out of shape. And because I'm not a parent, I'm really not a person to come to for advice. But I don't think a swat on the ass, if the child has done something that endangered themselves or somebody else, I don't think a swat on the ass is out of the question. I'm sure psychologists would disagree and go, well, you need to get down on the child's level and communicate with them. No, you need to be in a position of authority and power. And just like the Bible. Does God say, hey, I'm going to come down onto your level and I'm going to talk to you and we're going to straighten this out? No. You piss him off, he floods and planet.
That was the old God.
Just because he had a baby and changed his mind doesn't mean that this still wasn't his template.
It was early on, but then you're right. He had a kid on and he calmed down.
But it doesn't mean he can't snap.
Oh, that's true. He's still snap worthy, yeah.
You pissed me off. Guess what? I'm going to flood the planet. I'm even going to give you a heads up. Now go get to everything. Everything? Everything.
Even
like lice?
Is that really necessary there, God?
Am I your daddy?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Are you living under my atmosphere?
Yeah, but really,
okay, then.
Lice?
You go get to everything and put it on an ark.
Okay, but really.
And you make it this size by this size and use cubits. And I ain't going to tell you what a cubit is.
Okay, fine. I'll get the lice and the cubits, but should I really go get 2 termites?
I want 2 termites. I want 2 lice. I want 2 boll weevils.
On a big wooden ship?
I want, yes.
You think that's what's best, okay.
Just make sure it's not pregnant.
How dare you question me?
I'm just asking questions. I'm not questioning.
Any more of these, Alfie?
Maybe line 3. She has a good point.
Okay.
Yes, Caitlin.
I was going to ask if you felt the same way about women in the military.
That are pregnant?
No, that have kids, where they are contracted to go back after 42 days.
Ooh, good question.
That's all you...
What?
Sean, I have to think about this one. They only give you 42 days after the child is born?
Yes, sir. Once you're released from the hospital, you get 42 days, and then you go back to work. After that, you have 6 months to get back into your pre-pregnancy shape and weight.
Wow.
Then I think something needs to be changed with military regulations.
Yes, sir.
I mean, they're... You can only expect so much out of a human being. Okay, so you've got, did you get time off when you got into your, I don't know, what is it when you get really fat and nasty looking and nobody wants to mess with you? Third trimester?
Yes.
They let you.
I gained 90 pounds in my belly. But no, you don't get time off.
How much did the baby weigh?
9 pounds.
Wow, that's a big baby.
And how do you justify that? I mean, what is it? Was there a swing set in there?
I got lots of comments, yes. But no, and I lost all of it but 11 pounds afterwards. But do you still feel that the military should change their regulations on the times that they get with their children? Because, I mean, after 40
I think with a mother, yes. Because that's just – because here's the other thing. Who mostly makes all the rules and regs for the military?
I'm assuming the government.
Men.
Okay.
And because there's no empathy, they have no clue. They'll look at it and go, all right, bitch had a kid, give her 42 days, and she's back on duty. If men ever had to go through the struggle and the pain and everything and the shifting of the hormones and whatever goes along with childbirth, I bet if one man had to go through that, they'd give you about 4 years off.
My husband was a Marine, too, and he got 11 days off, and then he deployed 2 months after he was born. So,
man.
It was fun.
I would say whatever choice you made serving our country is correct.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Do you like me now?
I've always liked you, Russ. All right. I listen to you. I can't wait to get off work every day.
All right. Aww.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
All right. What'd she say?
She said, Kenzie or the Marine?
Kenzie said, oh.
Yeah.
She said, thank you, sir.
She said, thank you, sir.
Oh.
She said she was excited to get off work every day.
Well, of course you are. You're a woman.
I lost it. He lost me.
You're a woman with no GPS. Just stay there. She doesn't like working. She's a woman.
Oh, hey.
Oh, God.
Those are just a bunch of my things that will take me to a boiling point. Mm-hmm. Deadbeat dads.
Yep.
They think, well, that just makes me a man of all the children I've had. Do you support all of them? Well, hell no. Who could support 33 kids?
That's crazy.
Took me long enough to 35 women. Two of them were empty.
Women?
You got 33. I don't know. It's just. Like you'll see it in the news a lot. You know, men going, yeah, I got 17, 18 kids. So that makes you a man. Makes me a father.
Mm.
Only biologically. It doesn't make you a man. And I've really got no standing to say any of this because I've been too big of a coward to have children because I never thought I could take care of them properly. And that's what children deserve. So I just adopt animals who don't know if I'm taking care of them or not.
They know.
Yeah.
Well, the deaf one probably doesn't.
Yes, he does.
He's the best house on the planet. I get the in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's the only group of dogs I know that are yard broken.
Head on.
I'm living in a lap of luxury. I get to every day on marble.
Fancy marble.
Man, this marble imported.
It's classy.
This is Italian marble. This is the best house on the planet. I wish he'd clean up my piss faster, though. Sometimes I don't see it and I go into a slide. I got time for one more, Alfie. Pick one.
Guy on line 2 has kind of an a-hole question.
Okay. Well, I don't want to take him. Some women don't have family. All right. There are different scenarios, and we can't play through all of them. I see one guy said there are deadbeat moms, too.
Yeah.
True.
That's not gender specific, but you've got some guys that go, well, she tricked me. Did you stick your penis into that woman without protection, yeah, then that was your call.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she didn't give me the choice. You were still irresponsible with your DNA.
Unless she poked a hole in the condom, which
possibly, but if you take care of your own condoms.
Yeah, it's pretty rare.
You still make the decision of where you're going to stick your weenie.
It's rare, but it does. I've heard of that happening before.
I can poke holes in all my condoms all they want. Oh, you're going to get dead seed.
God.
Man, I poke holes in all his condoms. We had sex like 64 times. I'm still not pregnant. Well, something's wrong with your eggs. Or I had a vasectomy. Last break.
Yes.
All right, let's go.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm proud of iHeart's Show Your Stripes, Hire Smart, Hire a Vet program. I'm also proud of the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation. Russ and his listeners support the families of Dallas-Fort Worth police officers and firefighters who have selflessly fallen in the line of duty. To donate, please go to RussMartin.com.
701. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Time to check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by H&R Block. Traffic's been crap in Fort Worth all day long. Still crap. Let's start off from Fort Worth westbound I-30. Just after Las Vegas Trail, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic goes backed up back from Lockheed Boulevard. Also in Fort Worth, northbound 35W right at Long Avenue, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's jacked up back to the Fort Worth Mixmaster. Let's move into Melissa, north of McKinney. Northbound 75 right at 121 in Melissa. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. That has traffic completely stopped all the way back from 121 in McKinney. No, it never happened before. No, not that either. The whole franchise. Sorry, where was I? Oh yeah, traffic sucks in McKinney. The Plano-Addison kind of area. Northbound on the tollway right at the bush. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is jacked up back to the Beltline. In Mesquite, northbound 635. Between 80 and Townies, police still have the two right lanes blocked. Traffic's completely stopped back from Lake June Road. Still an hour delay through it. Listen to Skull all week long at 7:25 in the morning for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see Seether and Papa Roach at the Southside Ballroom on January 31st. That's a Saturday. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Clear and 47 tonight, sunny tomorrow, a high of 77. Right now, 74. The 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
All right, I removed my soapbox from the studio.
Uh-huh.
There are different scenarios, and you can play all of them out, and there are times where people screw up having kids, or there are times where you got deadbeat dads, you've got women that trick men into having kids, but again, you know, as a man, you're the one holding the pistol. You know where you're sticking it.
Otherwise, you'll be left with 18 years of regret.
And that's especially if it's somebody that you're not really sure if you were in love with. Oh, I got a kid. Now I got a permanent bond with him. No big deal. I'll just move. No forwarding address. No taking care of your own blood. I blame men more than I do for women for not unwanted children, but unplanned. Ooh, they stick needles in the condom. Then wear two. Or don't, or abstain. Look at porn. Not once have I ever got a Kleenex pregnant.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
What do you do with them afterwards?
Throw them down the stairs, flush them down the toilet. In case I don't go down the toilet, then you go get a coat. If you consolidate all of it, all the things that really piss me off, it's people that don't take responsibility for what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I'm done. Finished. What else you got?
I thought you were finished already.
I'm finished.
Okay. Well, I got a number of different things. Speaking of responsibility, 53-year-old Lucia Evangelista of West Palm Beach, Florida, felt bad for her son because his car was a serious financial burden on him. So when he was in Florida in August, she saw her opportunity to help him out. She took his car, drove it to a secluded spot, doused it in gasoline, and set it on fire. Her son got back about 3 weeks later and realized, hey, my car is missing. Eventually, he realized his mother was the one who'd stolen it and torched it. However, he did not appreciate her help and reported her to the police. They investigated, and she was arrested last Wednesday for felony arson.
I'm going to guess the car wasn't paid for.
That's my guess as well. It'd have to be.
Well, if I burn it, now all of a sudden we have no more obligations. The lender's still going to want their money.
Yes, because the lender already paid for the car. You're just paying the lender back for it.
How did they end up catching her?
Somehow, the son realized mom did it. I'm guessing in a fight at some point, she probably told him.
I tried to help you out. I set your car on fire. You did what? I'm walking back and forth to work every day, and you set my car on fire?
It was.
I thought I was helping you out. Okay, I'm going to help you out. Some free housing.
Mm-hmm. This sounds like one of those just super, not helicopter parents, but, you know, a parent that's just like, oh, okay, very matter of fact. Oh, is this car causing you financial problems? I'll fix it for you, you little S.
How old was the son?
Actually, I don't know, but she is 53.
All right, so theoretically, I guess he could still be living at home if she had access to the car.
Right.
I'm just curious. The reason I ask is, how did they catch her? So a lot of times people will perpetrate criminal acts, then post it on Facebook. Hey, I got my son out of his car payments. I set his Fiero on fire.
Fiero. Not the Fiero.
The irony just made me laugh. There was some guy that had warrants out for his arrest.
Mineral Wells.
Oh, do you have that?
22-year-old Mineral Wells man is behind bars after posting on his Facebook page that he had more than a dozen warrants out for his arrest.
What are they going to do? They ain't pick me up. They don't know where I am. What you going to do now, pigs?
Eddie Smith's Facebook page read on January 20th, "So, I have 16 warrants out right now. LOL. They know where I'm at, though, so it must not be too bad." That same day, a concerned citizen sent a Facebook message to the Mineral Wells Police Officers Association. Sure enough, investigators looked into the claim and found Smith was wanted on 14 city warrants. That's according to a detective. And the detective said, "We got to digging, came up with a good address, and we went out and paid him a visit." It's one of those things where you can poke fun at a lot of things. Don't poke fun at us. We'll take care of it. The warrants, some from 3 years ago, range from traffic citations, like an expired inspection sticker and no insurance, to petty theft and totaled more than $1,200 in fines. And since he's unable to pay his fines or make bond, he was ordered by a municipal judge to serve 51 days in jail.
We're here to say that we like it in person.
I don't know what that means, but I don't get why people think, why not just go stand out in front of the police station?
I got warrants and you can't do nothing about it.
Because posting it on Facebook, any type of social media, I don't have to say it, but you know they can track you down. People stealing credit cards. Look at this. I took a selfie of me and this credit card and all the free money I got. Mm-hmm. I got the free money. And then you're stunned when you end up in jail.
Why?
Why are you arresting me?
Or you got people that will go out and beat the piss out of somebody and post it online. And then absolutely stunned when they end up locked up.
Look at me and all these guns.
Woo! I killed 48 people with these guns. Look at all the likes that I got on Facebook. One of them's the cops.
Man, that backfired. Or that there was a guy a couple of weeks ago that he was in a police chase, not local, in a police chase, and he basically crashed into to a fence. Problem is, that fence was surrounding a police station.
That's karma.
That's just beautiful.
If ever there was a time that I would believe in this term, divine intervention,
mm-hmm.
that would be one of those times.
Yeah, it was either
a
police.
Where, you know, God goes, okay, free will, whatever. I just want to put people on the planet. I want to see what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll threaten them and I'll put out this book and tell them, here's all the bad stuff that can happen. Mm-hmm. But let them still decide on their own and see where they go. And then finally watch one of these jackasses and go, enough.
See, I'm God. What am I going to do today? Oh, there's a police chase. Oh, this would be fun. Ooh, you know what would be better? If I just put a police station right there.
Hey, there wasn't a police station there yesterday.
Whatever, there now.
It's like I don't even have to be all over the place all the time. All I got to do is check Facebook. I don't understand why people think there's some type of anonymity when they post something on the World Wide Web.
Ooh, speaking of that,
somebody someplace is going to recognize you, and you're going away. What do you have?
The Today Show. I'm not sure why they did this. I couldn't find the reason. But back in 1994 on the Today Show, Bryant Gumbel, Katie Couric were trying to understand what the internet was. It's cut 8.
I think I remember this.
Really?
Well, I think we played it before.
Sure, it's years ago.
Mm-hmm. It's like 21 years.
Well, I mean, when we played it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
Allison should know. What
is internet anyway?
Internet is that massive computer network, the one that's becoming really big now.
What do you mean? That's big? How does one know?
And you got to remember, this is 1994. This was when URLs were some long drawn out. It wasn't something easy.
No, it was something.
It wasn't a www.words.com. It was, I remember I was doing the Sunday night talk show on the Eagle. It was like 10 o'clock on Sunday nights. Dawana Bird, I have her on the show from time to time, psychic. And she also had friends that were into the, air quotes, internet.
Mm.
And they came up and they were able to communicate with other people on the internet. And it was ethereal is not the right word. It was just odd. It was almost like ham radio operators, just somebody that were able to tune into this certain frequency. And I looked at her and went, I said to Dawana after the show, what purpose is this going to serve? She goes, this is going to be bigger than you can imagine. Only if porn gets involved. And I was right.
Yes, you were. And your world was forever changed.
Wait, what do you write to it, like mail?
No, a lot of people use it and communicate. I guess they can communicate with NBC writers and producers. Allison, can you explain what internet is?
No, she can't say anything in 10 seconds or less.
Allison will be in the studio shortly.
What does it mean?
It's a giant computer network made up of, started from...
Oh, I thought you were going to tell us what this was.
It's like a computer billboard.
It's a computer billboard, but it's nationwide, right. And it's several universities and everything all joined together.
Right.
Because originally this started, I think, with colleges.
Yeah.
What year is this?
94. What year were you born?
91. Mm-hmm. I was 3.
Mm.
It's a computer billboard, but it's nationwide, right. And it's several universities and everything all joined together.
And right.
And others can access it.
Right.
And it's getting bigger and bigger all the time.
It just came great. In really handy during the quake. A lot of people, that's how they were communicating out to tell family and loved ones they were okay because all the phone lines were down. You don't need a phone line to operate internet?
No.
No.
It's really cool.
I think back then you probably did.
Yeah, but they don't. That just goes to show how much or how little they knew. Because you would almost think this sounds like some sort of bad spoof of someone. Like, oh, this is what the 90s was like. But this is real.
What is internet? It's a network of people communicating electronically.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really the most simplistic way to... It's like, well, I'm just getting used to this thing called voicemail. To where I don't even have to have a machine. It just records someplace in the stratosphere, and I'm able to receive it somehow. I remember the first time I heard the term voicemail. It was Sandy, the chick I was screwing, Diane's roommate.
Yep.
She worked with a company that provided voicemail. Well, isn't that just an answering machine? She said, yeah, but it's different. Yeah, that's stupid. Nothing's going to replace cassette tapes.
They can't get any smaller.
And it's just odd in my lifetime what I've seen change.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine somebody that's still alive that's 90, where they thought radio was something satanic. I turned on this thing and voices talk to me.
Mm-mm. And my mom said, not in this house. We are not having that talking box.
You don't know where that's coming from. That could be Satan.
Mm-hmm. It's Satan broadcasting.
You turn it on and there are the strange voices and different voices and noises and all coming from KFXR. There were people that thought radio was satanic. Because it was disembodied voices.
And it was new technology. Anything new, people are going to be weirded out about. Including, along with the internet stuff, was Cut 8. Brian Gumbel and Katie Couric confused about, Cut 9, confused about the at symbol.
Back now at 56 past, I wasn't prepared to translate that as I was doing that little tease.
Oh, that's
that
right.
Little mark with the A and then the ring around it.
At.
See, that's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Katie said she thought it was about.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'd never heard it.
Around.
I'd never heard it said. I'd always seen the mark, but never heard it said. And then it sounded stupid when I said it. Violence at NBC.
I wonder how they dealt with it when they found out about hashtags.
#?
What? Pound sign, Bryant Gumbel?
Yeah.
Does that mean somebody's going to hit me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. #? First world problems? I don't get it.
It's odd to hear somebody... Just to say that, what is internet? Is that like Borg?
Mm-hmm. Very much, actually. More than you realize.
Well, what will internet provide? It will provide idiots with a voice. And that's been the biggest problem. It's like you should get a license before they let you on the internet.
No.
Take some kind of type of test. Just do you hate everything? What is that noise?
It's probably construction.
Oh, all right. What else you got?
I've also got in what just might be the most disturbing post-coital ritual on the planet, male ornamental tree trunk spiders, also known as coin spiders, have a habit of biting off their own genitals.
What?
Yeah. While many types of spiders suffer damage to or even lose their palps, that's the spider's penis, during sex, these spiders really want to make sure things are gone. So whatever has not been damaged during the act usually gets chewed off afterwards.
Jesus.
In a recent study, 60 male coins...
Did they say why in nature the spider decided, well, I've had sex once, that must be it?
Well, it's to keep the female from mating with another male. It's a...
Well, if you chew off your penis, she can, you can't be a spider blocker.
No, you would actually be.
Break it off. What?
You break it off, and ideally during the act, it gets broken off inside of her. That way, no other male can come in after you. And then if there's some left, you just chew off the rest of it.
And there, there, bitch. damn.
Cheat on me now, you clogged up with spotted.
D-
There's so many odd things in nature.
Mm-hmm. And you think the word would get around about praying mantis? That bitch is going to eat me.
It happens with
spiders. Is that what they do after sex?
Yeah.
After I give you sex and give you an orgasm, you're going to eat me?
Yes.
That bitch.
See? Damn.
Now you can't go cheat on me. Well, how about if I got a praying mantis Glock? Glock.
Really?
A praying mantis with a gun. I shoot a bitch, man.
Eat me now. There are a lot of things I do to get back at a chick, but leaving my d- in there is not one of them. See you get pregnant now.
In a recent study, 60 male coin spiders were set up with 60 females. Researchers had to make sure the females, which are much larger, were well-fed beforehand. Otherwise, they might actually eat the males instead of mating with them.
Before sex?
Yeah.
Damn.
They're cannibalistic. Of the 60 couples, 32 eventually hooked up. Afterwards, 9 males lost one palp and 23 lost both. Yes, they have two of them.
Spider's got two weenies?
The coin spider sure does.
That's cool. Mm. That way you can DP in just one spider.
Just like the Eskimos.
Eskimos got two Peters?
Mm-hmm. You said that earlier today.
I don't think I meant it.
Probably not in the way Kenzie thinks you did.
Spotty, that's right. I got two penises. One in the pink, 9 in the stink.
Oh, my God. For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanOMalley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. For all things, 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com, where Nikki Sixx is up next. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190TalkRadio.com, where Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Later.
The Russ Martin Show rocks the Metroplex.